Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet. We welcome you this evening, Easter evening here in Biafra land, on this very day, the fifth day of April in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is approximately 6 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. It is 6 minutes past 8 p.m. also in London. And exactly the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on this very earth. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in Malaysia, in Indonesia, the ones in Thailand, the ones in China, the ones in Japan, those of you in the Philippines, the ones in Singapore, the ones in Cambodia, and also the ones in Vietnam. Not discounting those of you that are in Australia. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you have access to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM across swathes of Biafra land, you are welcome. As long as you are listening to us via satellite, we also welcome you. Even if you're listening via any of our listening posts online, any of our web portals, ostensibly www.radiobiafra.co, you are also welcome. Once again, we are here to serve you. Once again, we maintain very scrupulously our incorruptibility, which continues to shine as a beacon to the whole world to guide us in truth and honesty, that we may merge with a Biafra that is untainted. In that very process, always maintaining our image as being whiter than white and whiter than snow. I welcome you. I will ask you to please welcome other people as well. Some of you are in the habit of not going out to preach this very gospel. Some of you do not evangelize. There are some zonal coordinators who don't understand what evangelism is. If you don't know how to do it, ask those in New York. If you don't know how to do it, ask the family in London. If you don't know how to do it, ask the families we have scattered all over Germany. Once in a while, we expect you to come out with your Biafra t-shirts, your flag, your face cap, whatever paraphernalia you have at your disposal to go out on the street and distribute leaflets. Go there and let people understand what is happening. Go there and let them know that we are fighting for what is rightfully ours. Let them also understand that Biafra is here to stay. We are not going to go away until Biafra comes. If they like, they can kill all of us. It doesn't matter. We are not going to go away until the kingdom of heaven is restored upon the face of the earth. Therefore, wherever you are, people may ask you, how do I receive Radio Biafra? I am in Port Harcourt. Please tell them to go to 88.0. CHK in Igwacha is on 88.0. Elsewhere, it is 97.6. We are working on our station at Enugu, and very, very hopefully, it should be working or functioning by tomorrow. We are confident that Enugu will be back online by tomorrow. Please, you must continue to support this very effort. And to all of you that have continued to support us, we thank you immensely. We thank you immensely. And you must continue to support, because every blessed day we incur expenditure, to put it that way, in hundreds of thousands of naira. I must tell you that every blessed day we have an army to feed, we have logistics to run, we have an intelligence service to run. Everything you can dream about, we do it here, in preparation for what is to come. Therefore, don't overlook it. Don't say, because I supported last month. I mean those that support individually. I don't mean what the IPOB family brings in, please, which is not much, I hasten to add. You must understand that if we fail, it is due to lack of support. We are not going to fail anyway. But I'm just reminding you that every blessed day there are things to do, and we need your support every blessed day. Don't give it to Yoruba pastors. You must be able to spend it on Biafra. That is the only way that Chukwu Abiama can bless you. Anything else is a mere waste of time, effort, and resources. Therefore, go out now. Pick up your phone. Use your Facebook if you're there. Use Twitter if you're also there. Use whatever means you have available to you. Make sure you use it, please, to tell those around you that we are live, that we are direct, that Radio Biafra is in Biafra land, spreading this very gospel to the ends of the earth. This day, I failed, I must apologize, to announce the family meeting in Rome. I'm sure it took place today or about to take place. I don't know. I need further clarifications, please. Everywhere around the world, Biafrans are meeting from South Africa all the way to Norway. From Russia all the way to Chile. People are meeting under the banner of IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiama is their God and will continue to uphold us. We are bound to come across very difficult and challenging times, but we always prevail. I have asked one or two people to please start trouble somewhere, because there is nothing happening. There is no gossip going on. There nobody's complaining. I have instructed them, because when there is no trouble, I start one myself. We need trouble to be able to test that our defenses are fine, that our response is astute. That is why we are on top of our game all the time. Right now, there is no trouble. I have asked them to create one. We must continually test our resolve. We must test ourselves in preparation for the coming of the enemy. We must be prepared. We must be resolute. We must be determined, because what we are doing involves life and death. Not the life of human beings, but of course, the preservation of truth and honesty. Mankind no longer loves truth, but we are here to speak it. It does not matter what people make of it. It doesn't matter what the consequences of speaking the truth might be. But we do that all the same. And in Ghana, we will preach the gospel of the restoration of the full sovereignty of Biafra without fear nor favor on this very platform. That is what Biafra is all about. They may go. Awosa is very clever. Barrister tends to disagree with me. But I know Awosa is very smart. Awosa, the same way that they created the Ifeajuna, you know, was written to use the name of Biafra to deceive some of you, and some of you fell hopelessly for that very scam. They may try to replicate what Radio Biafra is doing. They may try to set up other mushroom radios to say, oh, this is also talking about Biafra. Why don't you go there? If you go there, you'll be trapped. By the time you know it, you're working for APC Boko Haram. That is why we're warning you. We don't have sister station. We don't have cousin station. There is only one Radio Biafra. No other way do you spell it. We are Radio Biafra. Anything else, anybody jumbling the words or trying to confuse you, only Radio Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. If you are not listening to Radio Biafra, you are listening to Awosa Radio. Answering Biafra. The same way, if you are in Masop right now, you are effectively a thug for Nigeria. Even though you are a thief for Nigeria, if you are in Masop, you are a criminal and a vagabond for Nigeria. That's who you are. Because Oshikunezu, what else can you do? Do you know what is freedom fighting? Of course not. You are a bunch of thieves and amateur blackmailers. If you want to do blackmail, you go and research it very well. You can't even do blackmail very well. And if you're looking for someone to blackmail, not somebody like me, you are backing up the wrong tree. And I will say it again. There is nothing under the sun that will stop me from fighting for Biafra until Biafra comes. Nothing. Iguana Dayada, I said there is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Therefore, you're wasting your time. Go and tell that to the terrorist elect who have sent you, because you're a contractor for the zoo. And why your mobile changing 5 million an hour can get out? Because you're hungry, you were raised in poverty, and in poverty you will return after the vultures must have finished eating your flesh. Claiming their freedom fighters, useless people. Chukwu Abiama is with us always and every blessed day. not just on this very day, where the God of fertility is being commemorated with the resurrection of Yahweh Yeshua, as we are told. Easter is a time to celebrate a woman getting pregnant. That's the meaning of it. Fertility. That's the meaning of Easter. But they use it. Of course, it's the time of renewal and rebirth. That is why they give you eggs. Some of you have added some weight now in England as a result of all the chocolates you've been given and they've been eating. You know, everything is commercialized. Nothing is sacred anymore. Therefore, chukwa biama ekekeligwe no wo basibe ni gwe na ro tuto na ngozi nihi ne de nso chukwu okike chukwu abiama. We worship you, we praise you, we uplift your holy name, we bow before your throne, we acknowledge your preeminence, we submit wholeheartedly to your holiness. Because there is nothing else worthy of praise or worship, no other entity that is worthy of a bowed head or bended knee apart from your throne, O Lord of hosts. You will gladly accept our praise and our thanks because you have preserved us, you have kept us, you have renewed us, you have given us life, you have given us hope. You only determined that we should come. And since we have come, lo and behold, the light which you implanted in us is driving away darkness. Knowledge is beginning to replace ignorance. And as a result, your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. That in the end, only your name will be praised. Every honor, every glory, every adulation and adoration will belong to you and you alone, now and forever. You see? My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet. The commander of all her forces, and by the very special grace of heaven and not of this very earth. Not only am I the director of Radio Biafra, I am also your servant, loyal, dedicated, without any shred of doubt, will not retreat nor surrender. We'll never ever lie nor compromise. These are the values we hold very dear here, and that is why Chukwu Abiama himself is also here with us. Because Biafra is a divine project ordained in heaven. Man will try. There is nothing they can do about it. The coming of Biafra will usher in a new era and dawn of civilization hitherto unexperienced by humankind. That is why we are resolute. That is why we are determined. And that is why Chukwu Abiama have continuously blessed us. Once again, tell those around you, encourage them, cajole them, let them understand what we are doing, preach this very gospel to them, draw them very close to this message, that they too may partake in this very spring of life, that is enlightenment as propagated by Radio Biafra this very night, broadcasting from Biafra land. I will in a very short while proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, which will form the basis of our discussion this very evening, because we are live. That also means we are interactive and the whole world is listening. Owa nine negenti. Rue ebe nine owasotru. People are listening very determinedly and astutely all over the world, from Canada, from USA. People don't go to sleep sometimes. They listen to Radio Biafra. Osioma Chineke. Because they understand here that we do not compromise. Sometimes the truth may be very bitter when it can elu ilu, You may not find it palatable, but in the end, you will come to the realization that truth is constant and the only thing that will set you free. For ye shall know the truth, and that very truth will set you free. Without the truth coming from Radio Biafra, there will be no Biafra. Categorical. Unless we derail, which we can never do. I repeat, without the truth coming from Radio Biafra, there will be no Biafra. We will shut everything down and show you. Biafra can only come here if those piloting the affairs of Biafra are honest, truthful men and women. I will repeat what I said so you understand it. You must be whiter than white and whiter than snow for Biafra to come. Akagiruwini, if your hands are dirty and your conscience clouded from one heinous crime or the other, Biafra will pass you by. It can never come. Biafra na so nhyo jo. Biafra abhors evil. That was why we lost. For your information, between 67 and 70, a lot of things we are committed which were also unspeakable. This time around, having studied very, very well, having learned so much, having researched extensively for nearly 20 years, we come with something that is unexpected. Truth. Eziokwu. That truth is what we preach here. That is why nobody can call us, oh, you people are lying, you lied. Never, ever on this platform. Unless you are a supporter of the terrorist elect or those of them answering Igbo names but trying all they can to bring Sharia into the heart of the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what we have also done? We have even forced Okorocha to be going to church. Okorocha went to church today just to prove to the world that what Radio Biafra is saying about him is not true. He had to go to church today. You would think he's a human being. You don't know it's one hardened aboki answering an Igbo name in a church, pretending. You know, because the salvation that Yahweh Heshua brought means that people no longer die instantly when they commit crime or dabble into evil. They keep going. People are there basking in the euphoria and the false sense of security that they think they're enjoying as a result of all their lies and duplicitousness. Therefore, if you see a Okorocha in your church, you close that church down. Go somewhere else, because I don't know why Okorocha will go to a church. He is a Muslim. I don't know why he will go there because he believes in Sharia. I don't know why he will go there because he is a supporter of a terrorist. I don't know why he will go there because he knew that Boko Haram was killing our people in Ugwawosa. He knew all these things, yet he brought APC into our land. Rochas Okorocha buteranyi ekwensu into our land. Killers and murderers. As I told Igbo people before, none of your leaders love you. And they can never love you because you people, you love evil. You people are basking in evil. Can you name one Igbo politician that loves Igbo people? There's a zero. There is nobody. Why? Because the people themselves are bad. There was a very raging argument a few months ago. Oh, what is wrong with Africa? African leaders are bad. And I said to them, are these leaders, are they being parachuted down from heaven? They come from the baboons and from the monkeys. They are the same people. Even if you keep recycling, they are the same people. Full of evil thoughts, full of wickedness, full of, I don't know, atrocious deeds. Clear very well, pack very well, engine oil light. Wickedness at its finest. just to frustrate you, just to make your life that little bit more difficult. Anything you go to do in an African country is replete with difficulties. Everything is difficult. Anything you want to do is difficult. You go into a shop to buy something, the attendant is looking at you as if she or he is the one doing you a favor. You've come to patronize them. They are looking at you as if to say they are the ones actually you are coming to bring your custom to them. You are their customers. They should be pampering you. They are, oh, please, take and go. Oh, next person, please. They will speak to you as if you don't exist. That is the nature of black people. There is no decency. But after listening to Radio Biafra, of course, you will change. Because we tell you the truth. When Oyibo talk about customer care, people think they are mad. There is a way you treat your customers. And no wonder, once they start it, after a while, everything collapses. People go somewhere else. Why I'm saying this is because to try and prove to you that through every layer and strata of society, evil have permeated all the layers over time. Even George Rebenina, the worst place you find, there are two places that is basically condemned. Church. You actually go into church hoping to pray to come out as a clean person. As you're living there, I'm telling you, you are accumulating burdens of sin. You see church, you see politicians, House of Assembly, National Assembly, House of Senate. You see these places I have mentioned. My God, they are where your problems start from, and that is where they're going to end. Any day you change how you think about church, any day you sit down and ask yourself, this particular pastor, can I review what they're teaching me? That day you would have survived. Any day you look at your so-called honorable or dishonorable member and address them properly, the way they should be addressed as criminals, that day you would have survived. But for now, this very minute, monkeys and baboons, unfortunately. We will proceed with our news headlines. The number to call when our lines open remains, please get your pen and paper ready, 081-738-13596, 081-738-13596. We are also on our inquiry line, which is 090-907-76589, 090-907-76589. We are live, we are direct everywhere around the world. Men, women, and children are listening. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Only one, not two, not three, not only one Radio Biafra. Awasa will come to confuse you. They're very clever. Yoruba will try to confuse you. Never ever. Our name is Radio Biafra. Not Biafra Radio. Biafra Radio and Biafra again. Never. Radio Biafra. Anything else is a fraud. When I told you Bilia was a fraud, did you believe me? Are you hearing about them now? Have they not been shut down for lying? Anything we tell you here is gospel. Who's your machinaker? Anytime we tell you that somebody is bad, if you like, perambulate for 10 years, eventually you will see the evil in that very person. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is... Do you know the meaning of the word gospel? I won't tell you. Go and research it. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Uzio Machineke. If we tell you somebody is bad, that person is evil. You can deny it all you like, but eventually we are proven right. The same thing with APC. The same thing with Okorocha. Ifeajun of our time, Owazurike, Bilie. We told you that all these people are bad. Did I not tell you that? We are a day today. How about Goso? Answering office of IPOB. We don't have any office representative. We have our embassy in Victoria in Spain. I am warning you this night so that you don't keep writing to me or texting me and talking rubbish. about it. These people are there answering your name here. They're answering. Leave them. Our names are, only two names you need to remember. Only two, not three, not four. Anything you're adding in front of it is false and it's fake. Radio Biafra, one. Second one, IPOB, which means Indigenous People of Biafra. We don't have an office, the right office of the Indigenous People of Biafra, or canopy of Indigenous People of Biafra, or football field of rubbish. Indigenous People of Biafra. Full stop. That's our name. Our media arm, Radio Biafra. Nothing else. No idiot should write to me saying, do you have sister station? Not only sister. We even have uncle radio station. Mad people. Radio Biafra is our name. The organization that funds Radio Biafra, that will get Biafra, is IPOB. I tell you the truth. Without IPOB, there will be no Biafra. If you like, we can close down tomorrow. If you challenge us, and you want me to I was on Naka. Oof, oof. IPOB. Without IPOB, ordained in heaven with certifiable proof, there will be no Biafra here. Because you know not to ask. See, you people are liars. You think Biafra will come through liars and cheats? I am preaching about Biafra. Then I go and bring plate number from Federal Ministry of Road Transport Workers. I'm putting my vehicle. Nobody. But you claim you're fighting for Biafra. For you to, let me tell you something. For you to be a freedom fighter means that you need to be fighting somebody, the person holding your freedom. So I will tell you, this lecture is for the idiots in Masop, so that you can actually have some little tiny brain in your skull to reason. Freedom fighter means somebody who is fighting for their freedom. And for you to be fighting, you can't be fighting yourself. You are fighting somebody. What is that thing? You are fighting the person holding your freedom. That is why you're a freedom fighter. You are fighting to get your freedom back. Now, in the case of Biafra, who is holding Biafra's freedom? The zoo called Nigeria. So that means, as a Biafran freedom fighter, you are fighting Nigeria to get the freedom of Biafra back. Is that correct? I'm sure the answer is yes. Then, I want to prove to you mathematically, with science, that Ifeanyi Wazirike Raphael is not a freedom fighter. This night, I want to prove it to you. Now, Onyoshi, I also want to prove to you that anybody following Wazirike is an animal and cannot reason. I'm going to prove it to you now, not tomorrow morning. Get your pen and your paper. I believe in science. I believe in mathematics. I believe in empiricism. In other words, things that are demonstrably proven beyond every reasonable doubt as to its authenticity. That is the meaning of empiricism. Please, we are learned. We are not being cocky. We are learned. Learned. Now, get a pen and paper, please, and do a very simple equation with common sense. Freedom fighter means somebody who fights for their freedom. And for you to be a fighter, it means there is an enemy. You must be fighting something. Because if you're fighting yourself, also nyarakebo. Is that correct? Good. Now, this your freedom that you're fighting for means that somebody is holding it. That your enemy is holding on to your freedom. That is why you're a freedom fighter. In other words, there is an enemy holding on to your freedom. That is why you are a freedom fighter. Yes? Simple logic. Yeah? You agree with me? Now, why will somebody be a freedom fighter from Biafra? Means that Biafra had freedom before. Somebody took it away. And we are now fighting to get that freedom back. Who is that person that took Biafra's freedom away? It is the zoo called Nigeria. I'm sure you're following. Yes? Now, if you are a freedom fighter, it means that your enemy is Nigeria. Is that correct also? Now, what happens to somebody who says, I am a Biafran freedom fighter, but working for Nigeria? What does that make that person? Because if you claim you are fighting Nigeria, what are you doing with the plate number? I'm not talking about Imo State. or any other one that is compulsory within the geopolitical space you're putting, you went and your master that you're serving at Abuja gave you a special plate number. What is that plate number? Not Imo State, not Abia State, not Cross River State, not Akwa Ibom, not anything else, but federal government of Nigeria. Are you a freedom fighter? Now, you also opened your mouth as a freedom fighter to say that I am backing Jonathan because Jonathan gave Ojukwu a state burial from Nigeria. You are congratulating Jonathan because Jonathan gave Ojukwu a national burial. That's what he said. National burial. Ewa. Freedom fighter. Now, how do you square that? How, if Nigeria is your enemy as a freedom fighter, Nigeria is no longer your enemy as a freedom fighter because you're running about with a plate number, they gave you oil block, they are giving you some chicken change every blessed month. What are you? A freedom peacemaker. No longer a freedom fighter. That is the what proves beyond every reasonable doubt that Rafael was wicked. The Ifajin of our time is a thief. Now, for those of you in Masop following this animal, can you please tell me, if you're following Owasrike, can you please explain to me any freedom fighter you know who works with the enemies before they have gotten their freedom? Name one person in the whole history of mankind. One singular freedom fighter who went back to those oppressing his or her people to say, please, can I have your plate number, please? That oil you're oppressing me with in my village, can I have at least one cup of it? And by the way, I now want to be a traditional ruler. SND Buruburu the second. Do you see why Masop is a shame? Why they bring shame and humiliation to this very effort that we're making? Somebody says he's a freedom fighter, or she is a freedom fighter. You are fighting for your freedom. What freedom is that you're fighting for? For who and against who? You are fighting for Biafra against the zoo called Nigeria. But your master, your Oga, is running around with their plate number, with their protection. He's being protected by Nigeria's SSS. What does that make of him? It's just for you to ponder and to think. I'm sure that some of you will not be able, your reasoning capacity is not that high. I'm not sure you'll be able to understand it. But we are here to educate you all the same. Even monkeys and baboons are entitled to free education on this very finest university they can ever come across. This is Radio Biafra. News headlines. If you don't know anything and you come here, by the time we finish, you become a professor. We go and tune your common sense. We don't appeal to any other part of you, of your body. We appeal to your ability to reason. Common sense or gugusi is what we are interested in. We don't want to know anything about you. Is, are you capable of reasoning like a human being? If you're not, and you come here, then you will appreciate the magnitude of the work we are doing. Or gugusi, common sense. Somebody said he's a freedom fighter. I said, do you believe in Biafra? He said, no. Let us not use that word now. Oh my God, we don't want to alienate people. I said to him, Satan, get behind me. You will go into cable. If you are afraid to mention the word Biafra, you are not a freedom fighter. Stop fooling yourselves. Ndiara Nandiushi. I am a Biafran. Now and forever. Lunatics. We must continue. Our work is awesome. Our work is excellent, and we must do it because Chukwu Abiam said so. Onyengwem na Chineke. That was how he started out. And this work must be done. I don't give a damn if you're happy, if you're crying. If you like, commit suicide. The truth must be spoken here. We don't give a damn. The sooner people understand who we are, the better for them. The sooner you understand who we are, the better for you. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. We only keep going forward. We keep growing. We don't shrink. we keep growing. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. Wherever you are, once again, please get your pen and your paper. Get your people assembled around you. Let them understand that this work we are doing is ordained by heaven and through the grace of Chukwu Abiama. Nobody else. Biafra will come. Ogun State Governor, his name is Amosun. He has finally paid workers because they threatened him. If you don't pay us, we will not vote for your party. Honestly speaking, I castigate Yoruba people all the time. I do. But in this instance, I'm telling you, I commend them. As I said before, if you do the right thing, we praise you. If you do the wrong thing, we castigate, we lambast you. Iwonya, who are you? But I'm doffing my cap for Yoruba men this evening, or the workers in Ogun State, for doing something that the rather primitive workers in Abia cannot do. Yoruba people are teaching Biafrans something new this very night. So when we ask you to boycott elections, that is the only way you can get something, then you believe us next time. The only way to get something here is by being a rebel. Why did they give them oil pipeline contract? Because they went out on the street and they were killing people. OPC. Within the matter. They called them and said, okay, take oil contract too. If you don't stand your ground in the zoo, they will trample upon you. You don't know who they are. They don't love you and can never ever love you. On this radio station, I castigate Yoruba because they are cowards, and of course, cowards, they will remain. But this evening, they have done very well. How did they get their salary back? They said to the governor, okay, keep our salary, but we're not going to vote for your party. The man went and released their money immediately. All of you workers in Abia, can you do it? Can you do it? Well, change the global and the other one. Mad people. That's why you're hungry. And then you enter Ekenelijigu and you go to Ogun State to go and open a shop selling sweet and chewing gum. So that those workers they paid can come to your shop to patronize you. Why can't people learn what is good? All of you being owed salary by your culture, very simple. Roaches, Malam, if you don't pay us, you are toast. The before 48 hours are going to on a table. But can you do it? He built a roundabout. It's not completed yet. There is 1 foot bridge he's building down the road. It's not complete yet. I think God may go for me. In an agua. You are hungry. You know, Ogun State, they are taking their money from them. I commend Yorubas for this. I commend them. I'm saying it on Radio Biafra. Because Igbo people cannot do this. Neither will Niger Delta do this. They are owing you salary for 8 months. You have not done. I said, don't go to vote. If you want to get something from here, become a rebel. You think that by being nice to them, somehow they'll welcome you. You are dreaming. You are deluded. I must say that I commend Ogun State workers. I commend them. I commend them. I don't, as I said, people think we are biased. No, we are not. If you do something nice, we praise you. But to discover that maybe the best way to get, the only time you have in life to hold these criminals accountable is every 4 years in the zoo. That is why you shouldn't go to vote. I said to you before, if you don't go out to vote, if that day they come out, they don't see anybody in the polling station, I am telling you, our lives will change. Forever and ever, will never ever be the same. But they will give you 500 naira and you go out to go and vote. And then you ruin your chances in life. If we don't vote, the world will say, why did they not vote? We say we are tired, we need our freedom. You will see what they will do. but akpiri ogologo na agu ni beri ba magi ihe na nsoku. You go there and say you want to vote, and then they will take your money and run away. None of them is good. They talk very well before you vote them in. Is our man, the man we know. Once they go into office, the Satan that is in them takes over, and that's the end of you. The same man that you're running on, this, oh, he's our man. That time, you go through an hour's motor to get to him, which will be impossible. All the numbers you have now will no longer be working. That is why you don't know. You don't bother going out to vote. Every problem you have will be solved by not voting. If you don't go out to vote on the 11th, everything will disappear overnight. You'll be amazed as to what will happen to you. I am telling you, every disease you have will be cured if you don't go out to vote. Why? Because people will begin to recognize you as a human being, that you have brain. Have they not done so in Ogun State? I commend the people of Ogun State that did this. I commend them. We speak the truth here. Boko Haram APC chief demands Senate presidency or speaker for Northeast. And I'm very, very happy at this very news. It's a very innocuous, it's one of those news you can dismiss. But for those of you who are students of Radio Biafra, who pay keen attention to our broadcast every blessed day, I told you something. I explained something to the world when they were talking about this rotational presidency. And I said to you that if the presidency goes to Gwawasa, it will stay there for 32 years. This particular evening, Awusa people have cleverly opened up that possibility by this very news. If you are somebody who, if you don't understand English language very well, or you're not quite accustomed to the rather very subtleties and nuances of English language, it will be lost on you. But if you are, here is the proof. Buhari is an Awusa man. Do you know what they're saying? We are also demanding the presidency of the Senate to which area? The Northeast. But Buhari is a northern man, isn't it? I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. In other words, what they're saying is that now they have gotten the power back, they are now going to start rotating it amongst themselves. APC will be in power. Buhari or his associates will be there for 8 years. He's not going to die. Obasanjo can't kill him. After that, somebody from Northeast will take over for 8 years. After that, somebody from North, because I think Buhari is from North Central, somebody from North West will take over for another 8 years, because he's zoning now. And then PDP will come back into power, and they will say that the last president they had was from South-South, so now he's going to the North. They've got another 8 years. How many years in total? 32. When I write it down now on a piece of paper, write it down, so that when it unfolds, I will tell you, I told you so. Can you believe such cheek? It was the convention in the zoo, as a result of federal character, that the terrorist comes from the North, you need to give the presidency of the Senate to somebody from another area completely. But they're telling, oh no, but we are from the Northeast. Buhari is from the North Central. We are from the Northeast. It has begun. I told you so. It is here in the news, carried by Yoruba paper. For your information, we told you so. People think, that is why every evening they are panicking. This radio, they have come again. Of course, we'll come again. And we'll keep coming until people understand what is the truth and understand when they are being fed lies. Awusa is claiming they want to take the presidency of the zoo and also the Senate president. Which means Islam at Asarok, Islam at National Assembly, and Sharia law will be passed. Very easy and simple. You people are in massive trouble and a big mess. I'm telling you. You are about to witness it in your next life. If they show you APC or Korocha, you'll be running. Korocha is a thief. Now and tomorrow morning, he is a wretched, wretched thief. They call it a breaking news. Hey, Ndibo, Chineke, please, can somebody feel sorry for Ndibo? I feel sorry for them. Ewo, no leadership. As the children are scrambling for money, so it's also a Zohaneze. Chai, mune na mbo uho, na manna yuku. Ndibo, ndo. I feel sorry for you people, as I told you. Okay, that is it. You think you're smart, Igbo people. You think you have sense. Hey, we are successful businessmen. How much is your turnover in a year? 2 million naira. And you say you're a successful businessman. Hey, buying and selling a man is why I hear. Mercantile mentality. When you're holding a ticking change, you say you're rich. Your newest car is 9 years old, and you say you're a rich man. How many Igbo people buy brand new cars with the waterproof on the seat? You don't want to go. Rich men, they have rich men, you know. Which rich man? Rich man, no, no. I was a boy. He's a rich man. Then, if you're a servant to an Awasa man, as Ojis Okalo is, then how about your Oga? If you're a billionaire, how about the Oga that made you from Ugu Awasa? What is he? A trillionaire. Our people don't make use of their senses. But here we compel you to utilize your brain. That is why Radio Biafra is compulsive, addictive listening. Addictive, I said. When people don't listen, they fall sick. Quite literally. I know my brother Foha from Hong Kong that says, if I don't listen to Radio Biafra, if I don't listen to Radio Biafra, I become useless to my own self. Says like a drug. I said, we're not a drug, you see. We only preach the truth. Honestly and truthfully, that Chukwu Abiama may be proud of us. Only Chukwu Abiama would we please Chukwu Abiama, not man. Chukwu Abiama. Kaina Garozi. Igbo people in Lagos, the Igbo traders in Lagos are mobilizing for APC. Because if you don't vote for APC, Bola Tinubu will send Umuahburu to burn your shops down. After all, Okiyamij, that's what his nickname is, Chisco, he tried to put up the poster of Jonathan in his garage and they burnt it down. Did Jonathan give him money to replace the buses that got burned? The answer is no. Osuzura upon office. Mad people. Mad people. Igbo people are now being rented. They have been reduced to a state of, I don't know, nothingness. Nobody takes them seriously. I'm telling you. If you got Igbos are saying this. People, they are, Awasa is laughing. Yoruba is having fun. Who is Igbo? Igbo one won, yeah. Who is the person at Igbo? Name one person. Name one decent Igbo man. One, I said. People scavenging in Abuja and Lagos looking for who to serve. Professional slaves. Mad people. United Nations plea to save Palestinian refugees trapped in Syrian camp being shelled as ISIS seizes control. Obama's men on the ground is ISIS. They have seized control of the refugee camps. My goodness. Look at devastation and people. Devastation and people. Very sad indeed. Extremely sad indeed. Not very good. I will not go down alone, according to Jonathan. I will sink this boat. And he has sunk it. PDP sunk. According to Good Luck Jonathan. People are now saying that Buhari may find it hard to change the zoo, according to Voice of America. I don't know if they're there and Obama is Islamizing everybody here. Anyway, but I think next year it will be over. The rule of black people in America will come to an end for the next 300 years. If I'm in the USA, I will not vote for a black man because Africa is not developed. Somebody asked me before and said, when Obama came out then to contest, and I said, I won't vote for Obama. They said to me, but why? I said, because where this man claims he comes from is not qualified. That continent is not qualified to produce the president of the most influential country in the world. Do you know why? Charity begins at home. If you're talking about an Indian president in America, I can understand that. India is in space. They are doing very well. The economy is very well. Everywhere in the world is doing well. There is only one place that is not doing very well. It is called Black Africa. Incidentally, the only continent in the world to be answering somebody's name. That is why when they bring Islam to you, you take. They bring Christianity, you take. They bring Church of Latter-day Saints from America, you take. You are not playing over there. Because black people in Africa are natural slaves. They were made for slavery. It is the only continent named after somebody who conquered them. Scipio Africanus, the Roman general that defeated Hannibal. Hannibal of Carthage, present day Tunisia. Are you following what I'm saying? Europe is not the name of somebody. Neither is America. Neither is Australia. Neither is Asia. They are not the names of people. There is only one continent in the whole world that bears the name of their conqueror. I'm a proud African. You know, our stupidity is so deep and unbelievable. I'm telling you, I was petting black people trying to see if they can reason for very many years. And every year they're getting worse. Every year their stupidity is expanding. Every blessed year. And I said, no, we must stop it. We must checkmate it. And that is exactly what we are doing here right now. This very second, this very minute. Because Chukwu Abiam in heaven said, we must preach this gospel. No retreat and no surrender. Never, ever, ever. Africa is the only continent that is bearing somebody's name. It was named after the conquering Roman general Scipio Africanus. And who is Scipio Africanus? Hannibal left Carthage through Spain and went through Alps to try to conquer Rome. He was very close to Rome. He sent for reinforcement from his brother in Africa. His brother refused to give him reinforcement. But Europeans, being very clever, when it came for the history to be written, they are now claiming that Carthage is somewhere in Spain because they didn't quite believe that people can come from Africa to try to conquer Rome. And then, once the reinforcement never came for Hannibal, whom they call Hannibal the Cannibal, because they told their children, oh, he was a very vicious warrior, he was bad, he was this, because he's from Africa. And then, the Roman army gave pursuit. They pursued Scipio Africanus. Scipio Africanus' army, the Roman army, pursued Hannibal. Hannibal committed suicide, rather than face the shame. And then, until the Romans came to the same place in Tunisia, Carthage, then it was called, and met the same brother that refused to send reinforcement to his own brother at the war front. And they ravaged the place, they killed him, and they poured salt on the ground. Forever daring to attack Rome. Who are you savages to attempt to overthrow the might of Rome? They conquered Carthage, killed everybody in Carthage, and poured salt everywhere so that no plant would grow there. And after this devastating conquest, they named Africa after their conqueror, Scipio Africanus. That is why Lugard can come and call you Nigeria and you accept. That is why they can bring you Quran, you take. Bible, you take. Mami water, you take. Everything they give you, you take. You don't have a mind of your own. Because even the name you bear is that of your master and you're a slave. That is why black African people will be slaves unless Biafra comes. When I said Chukwu Abiam sent us, you thought I was joking. This gospel, you will get it nowhere else. Only here. Do you think we are joking? Now you know we are not. Now you know we are not joking. We continue. Our work is unstoppable. Unstoppable. If you don't know the truth, you come to Radio Biafra. If you know somebody, you want to cure them of a disease, every time you're lying, you stop lying, bring them to Radio Biafra. I know about social marketing, I now go hold you. Once you're listening, you're being cured of your ability to lie and deceive people. Or was Rika will no longer again speak in public. His disease is cured. He will no longer come out again to launch any scheme. He may launch mosquito net. Biafran mosquito net. If you put it on, then mosquito will not bite you. Nigerian mosquito won't bite you. Freedom fighting indeed. I call it paraphernalia freedom fighting, where you sell t-shirt and face cap. And in the process, Biafra will come. Buhari, the terrorist elect, is lamenting poor state of the zoo's economy. Buhari, if all the money you have abroad is here, there'll be no problem. If all the money you're spending on, what's the daughter's name? Is it Aisha or Zainab? What's Buhari's daughter's name? Is it Zainab? All that money you're giving to the white man to train Zainab for you, if you had spent it here, then there'll be no problem. It's simple. It's called opportunity cost. You cannot spend the same money on your daughter's education in England, millions of pounds and naira, and then you expect the same money to be spent building a bridge here. It's not possible. You can only spend the money only once. Buhari is lamenting the poor state of the zoo's economy. Only now are they coming to that realization. If you come here, you come with a pen and paper. You must prepare to learn. You have to learn. This is Radio Biafra. We are not BB. BBC is not educated enough to compete with us. No, they are not. It's an egregious putta. If you're learned, you come out. Netanyahu once again blasts Iran nuclear deal. Netanyahu is against Obama. Me too, I am against Obama. Everybody is, even those in the studio here, they're against Obama for giving nuclear weapon to a mad country like Iran to come to threaten Israel. Obama is a lunatic. David Cameron's Easter message to tell you that everybody listens to Radio Biafra. I told you they all listen. You think, oh no, they are just making it up. David Cameron has responded to Radio Biafra. He is saying, we are a Christian country. Because we lambasted them here. They are Muslims. They only support Muslims. Or even Cameron is responding to Radio Biafra by saying, we are a Christian country. At last! You know you're a Christian. Then why did you support the terrorists to win? Why did you support the rigging of Buhari into power? If you're a human being. Hypocrites. As Bob Marley said. Is it Bob Marley? All of you are hypocrites. No, it's Jimmy Cliff. Jimmy Cliff. I love Jimmy Cliff more than Bob Marley. Do you know that? Do you know why? Because Jimmy Cliff is the originator. He started reggae music the way we know it today. It's not Bob Marley. It's Jimmy Cliff. Of course, he's the originator. He sang a song about it as well. He is the originator of reggae the way you know it today. Of course. Of course. It's Jimmy Cliff, and I love his music. We continue. On Easter, the Vatican Mass, Passover, the Easter Bunny, and that blood moon. Everything combined this very year. Everything coming together. On Asu, Kitesi with an Oku. Everything is boiling together. If we don't march this year, Chukwuebem will be upset with us. If we don't rise up with arms this year to march, Chukwuebem will wipe out the Igbo race completely from the face of the earth. If you are in IPOB, you are a savior. All of you in IPOB, supporting what we are doing, you people are, you have come to sacrifice all that you have to save some people living in Lagos and Abuja, Maiduguri, Kotangora, Gwagwalada, and Guzo. I think when you go travel to Guzo, you stand. Is that correct? It will be Guzo. Guzo is called. Once you come in, you have to stand at attention. A mad country for mad people, lunatics everywhere. We shall delve into that. I loved it this very morning. People were very, very happy with the sermon we preached this very morning on Easter. Easter is a day for worshipping of idol. It's a day that Europeans, those that are brought to the Bible, is a day that they actually remember the goddess of fertility. Easter. I think it's her name. Issa is her name, isn't it? They changed it to Easter. Was the word Easter mentioned in the Bible? Is there Easter inside the Bible? I'm going searching it. There is no Easter. But people are celebrating. Hey, Africa. Hey, what? There will be a faculty dedicated to the study of the ignorance of a black man in Biafra land. People will enroll as a course to go and study stupidity in a black man. That will be the title of the course in school. If you make it to doctorate, we award you doctorate in the study of the stupidity in a black man. We are useless, I'm telling you the truth. Before God and man, this UG, hopeless. Is there Easter in the Bible, I ask you? Go and Google it now. Is there Easter in the Bible? Ignorance is a disease. Radio Biafra will cure everything. It will cure every illness, including ignorance. Welcome to the zoo. PDP leaders threaten to invade INEC over withheld election results. PDP leaders threaten to invade INEC over withheld election results. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. This is where, if you vote, you don't know the result until money changes hands. It depends basically on how much the resident electoral commissioner gets. Ibrukutuku, 150 million, subana table. They give you senatorial seat. They are alive, Zubozubo. Onafiatu. Welcome to this zoo. This place is hopeless. I wish that CPU Africanos can even come back and reconquer everybody, pour salt everywhere, so we can all die of starvation. Our stupidity is legendary. Black people in Africa are hopeless. And we tell them to their faces as well. We continue. Ogun Governor Amosun releases workers' pay after election threat. Kabiesi. Days to the governorship election, the Ogun State Governor Ibikunle Amosun has announced the resumption of payment of salary deductions and and cooperative dues to workers amid threats by government staffers to vote him out of power. I commend Yoruba this night. Ogun State, I commend you, I said, because what you have done, Igbo men cannot do it. People in Niger Delta cannot do it. Together we form Biafra, we cannot do it. We can't do it. I commend your courage. And now that you stood up for yourself, did you not get a result? You know, people don't follow the laws of nature. If you stand up, if you stand tall for yourself, your enemies will recognize you and give you what you want. Now they are going to pay workers in Ogun State. How about those in Abia? Akwao chendo, chendo, chendo. Agwao nebugune zinulogi. Chendo, bakwok. Mad people. At least learn something from Yoruba. If you see something nice, you learn. Yoruba is showing you how to do it. You go to the sitting governor and you say to him, my dear, if you don't pay us, you are out. Otswa. They pay immediately. They pay over. Excess. Because the money is there. So, this man has been holding all this money this while. We want Obama to listen. The world to know. Why we Biafra cannot be part of the Zoological Republic? Never. A governor elected by people 4 years ago, elected. Somebody put this man into power. They voted for him. He went there to steal their salaries. And he's sitting on it. Not that the money isn't there. The money is there. It's only when he heard, we will vote you out of power, he now paid them. Welcome to the zoo. Imo State is still running about. Oh, well, we know. And how about you? My salary, I know. Go and tell him tomorrow. Some of you should learn from Yoruba people here. I'm telling you. Because what you should be learning is good thing. This is very good. I commend Ogun people. I commend the workers in Ogun State for what they have done. They have done excellently well. Once you don't vote on the 11th, everything you're asking for comes to you. Simple. Look at the workers of Ogun. If you don't pay us, you're out, we'll vote against you. And the man is, so on the table. Some of you will not understand that, will you? APC chief demands Senate presidency or speaker for Northeast. But Buhari's from the North. It is against protocol. Obasanjo was there. Southeast got the Senate presidency. Although they messed themselves up in the process. Typically, Igbo people, of course. When Jonathan was there, I was a man. No, is it Middle Belt? Senate president was, is it David Mack? Do you know that, and I was, you know, now that the power has gone back to them, what they will do to you people? You're about to see hell. Now, what they are saying very brazenly in the open, we are not just happy with the voting in a terrorist or putting terrorists in power, so to speak. We now want also the Senate presidency as well. It has never happened before in the zoo, at least not in this, what they rather very wretchedly refer to as present dispensation. English language, Indo. But that's what they call it. Very sad indeed. Extremely sad indeed. The Northeast chapter of the APC has demanded from the leadership of the party the Senate presidency or Speaker of the House of Representatives in recognition of their contribution in the party's victory at the just concluded presidential election. The people said they had abundant talents and qualified candidates for the positions if given the opportunity to produce either of the two major political positions. What talent does an Hausa man possess if not a Chinama? Have you, is there any Hausa man who is a sports person? Either 100 meters or 400 meters or Olympics or Commonwealth Games? I'm asking you. Any Hausa person that you know who is a world famous sports person? Any Hausa scientist, you know? Scientist, mathematician, anything? I rest my case. So you know what to get when you, what you're going to get when Hausa Fulani is in power. You know what you're going to get. Igbo Lagos residents and traders mobilize for APC or they burn their shops down. Igbo Lagos residents and traders have been threatened. Unless you vote for APC, we will, because you are settlers and non-indigents. If you don't vote for APC, you are toast. By toast, I mean you are history. The Lagos State Governorship election has taken a new dimension as for the first time in history, Igbo residents and business leaders have just declared their support for the PDP governorship candidate, Mr. Jimmy Agbaje, not the other one. They said, okay, how many Igbo people do you have in Lagos? One group is for Jimmy Agbaje, the other one is for, what is the other man's name in APC? Is it Ambose? Ambose. I don't know how I remember such useless names. Ambose. So, which Igbo do we believe it now? One is for PDP, and the other Igbo is for APC. Which Igbo do we follow? Typical Igbo. That is why every Igbo association in the world is divided into two. Faction 1 and Faction 2. They don't know what is wrong with them. Let us cooperate. You are good at this. Go and do it. No, no, no. I want the chairmanship. I want to be the leader. Why do you want to be the leader? So I can go to Asoro and cut a deal and buy a new Jeep and roof that my house I've been building. And then I'll become an Igbo leader. You are not asking for the leadership of the Biafran struggle so you can go and get Biafra. It's so you can go and cut a deal. So they'll be hearing your name. You now go and be getting money from politicians. Typical Igbo man. Typical. United Nations are now pleading to save the Palestinians. Hundreds of Palestinian refugees have fled a camp in Syria as it comes under bombardment by government forces and battle with ISIS militants are now raging. The so-called Islamic State took control of much of the Yarmouk refugee camp with the help of fellow Islamists last week, making it a target for President Bashar al-Assad's regime. As the violence escalated today, the United Nations Refugee Agency that runs the settlement pleaded for all sides not to harm the civilians, including thousands of children trapped inside. Muslims fighting Muslims and Palestinian Muslims suffering in between. welcome to the politics of the Middle East. And funny enough, Israel is the only country in the Middle East where you can vote and be voted for into power in a free and fair election. Do you know that there are Arabs in Israeli cabinet? No, in Israeli parliament, rather, the Knesset. They didn't call it parliament, which is English. They called it their own name, Knesset. I even got inspiration from the Irish. The Irish prime minister is called the Taoiseach, not prime minister. Because when you abandon colonialism, you jettison everything there is about your colonial past and chart a new course in your nation's history. But not black people in Africa answering to the name of a conquering Roman general, Scipio Africanus. That's his name. Somebody was trying to prove, argue to me that Africa is an Ethiopia, is an Egyptian name for a conquering general. Google it, Scipio Africanus and his battle with Hannibal. Hannibal came from Africa, threatened Rome. Rome, of course, due to lack of reinforcement, Rome overwhelmed him, pursued his army, killed his army, and came to his birthplace and laid it to waste. And then, as they were leaving, you know, is the Europeans that drew the geography of the world. They named all the continents, all the stars. They said, this one is Africa. It was conquered by a European. So why? There are slaves over there. Why don't you just give them the name of their slave master? That is how you become Africans. Africans unite. I look at them and I'm laughing at them. Africans unite. You mean the slaves of Scipio Africanus unite. The proper name for Africa is Ethiopia. For your information. Not Africa. The proper name for the continent, this continent you're looking at, is Ethiopia. That's the name. They changed, you know, they tried to ruin Ethiopia. They changed their name. They called them Nubia. They called them there's another name they called them again. Is it the Kushites? They called them the Kushites, Nubia, another name, about four names. But the royal family said, no, our name is Ethiopia. And that is the name of this continent, Ethiopia. But they said it's now Africa. And as I'm a proud African, I look at a black monkey jumping up and down. The ignorance of a black person makes me sick. We continue. Even as the president, which is gets ready for his final trip to Turkey, the last trip that will have his presidential conveyance, give him the final salute, then turn away to serve another commander-in-chief who is the terrorist, or more or less the terrorist-in-chief. Retrospective observations are in order. There was a time that Jonathan was quoted as saying in 2011, you have given me your assurances of support, but some of you are secretly campaigning for Atiku Abubakar. I can't stand to be humiliated by you. I am the captain of this boat. I am going down. I am not going down alone. Rather, I am going to sink this boat and go down with all that are in it. According to Yoruba report. You know, Yoruba doesn't like Jonathan at all. Some may just say, some Yoruba. Ijaw youths are saying some Yoruba. We must continue. We need to continue. Buhari may find it hard to change according to Voice of America. It was the word printed on Nigerian billboards, shouted at rallies and uttered in greetings among supporters of Muhammad Buhari and his APC. And it worked. This week, Buhari made history by unseating incumbent president Goodluck Jonathan in a democratic election, and now adding, with the help of an Islamist USA president. What was Obama's campaign advisor doing advising Buhari? Why was it that Democratic Party in America allowed their political strategists to go and be advising Buhari and merging his campaign? Now, you know Yoruba now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything they tell them to write, they always write. The terrorist elect slogan was so powerful rhetorically, and as a tool, it sank Jonathan. That is rubbish. The first person that started change was Nnamdi Azikiwe in 1983. He used that very slogan to try and fight against Shehu Shagari. Change, change. They were shouting then, Nugawasa. The first person to use it was Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. Go and check your records very well. Those of you old enough as I am to remember 1983 elections. Before Buhari struck. The terrorist Muhammadu Buhari yesterday assured the monkeys and the baboons called Nigerians that his administration would be fair to all, irrespective of religious and political inclinations, and that there would be justice in the land, according to, how can I put it, a sycophantic newspaper, that's how I put it this day. You know, sycophancy is the bane of journalism in this. They don't publish the truth. Because if you don't write these things, then your newspapers will be impounded at the stands and burnt. And you'll be detained. And even your fellow journalists will not say anything. Do you know how foolish black people are? Journalists are here and some of their members are being detained. All you need to do is to down your tools. No newspaper publication for days. They'll release them. But what do you know? What do you know, monkeys and baboons? The terrorist said that it was unfortunate that there was practically nothing on ground to positively impact the well-being of the monkeys and the baboons in spite of the huge revenues realized from oil proceeds in the past 16 years. Buhari is saying that there is no money left in the zoo coffers for him to carry out his change he was talking about. The terrorists said the oil revenues earned by the zoo in the past 16 years were more than what the country earned since northern and southern part of the zoo were amalgamated in 1914. Everybody talks about oil, the rentier economy. Everybody is keen on oil. As an average baboon in the zoo, you cannot do without oil. That goes to show the extent of your laziness. You people are lazy. There is no other way for you to do anything apart from oil. Only oil is what matters. Oil, oil, oil. Everywhere you go to, it is oil. Everywhere you go to, it is oil. Oil everywhere. We must continue. We need to continue. Everything is about oil. Everything is about oil. My goodness me. The poor state of the economy is due to the fact that there is no oil money for the terrorists to spend. The terrorist elect, Muhammadu Buhari, with the help of the Islamist Obama at the White House. At the White House. Netanyahu once again blasts Iran nuclear deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday again denounced the agreement between Tehran and world powers as a bad deal that will strengthen Iran's military and leave it with a large nuclear infrastructure. An outline deal agreed in Switzerland on Thursday paves the way for Tehran to curtail its nuclear activity in exchange for relief from punishing economic sanctions. It doesn't roll back Iran's nuclear program, Netanyahu told CNN, one of the several U.S. networks he appeared on to slam the deal. It keeps a vast nuclear infrastructure in place. Not a single centrifuge is destroyed. Not a single nuclear facility is shut down, including the underground facilities that they built illicitly. Thousands of centrifuges will be kept spinning enriching uranium. That is a bad deal. Israel's government reacted angrily to the historic deal, which is set to be finalized by June 30, with Netanyahu demanding that Iranian recognition of the Jewish state's right to exist be written into the deal. But Iran said no. Obama also said no, because if Israel is destroyed, Obama will think that he has done Allah's will whilst he was the president. David Cameron's Easter message. Oh, God. David Cameron's Easter message. David Cameron said that they are a Christian country. Why do you have the need to reaffirm that? Because the whole world now knows that Britain is not a Christian country. They are opposed to Christianity. They are opposed. Britain is opposed to Christianity. Very much opposed to Christianity. We said it in a video message where he said that Britain is a Christian country. If Britain is a Christian country, Mr. Cameron, why is it that you only support Islam? Why is it that you only support Islam? We continue. Aisha Buhari, the wife of the terrorist elect Buhari, on Sunday has assured Christian women in the country that they will witness a better deal when her husband formally resumes office as president next month. Who had that better deal for rural women? Was it Miriam Bangida? Better life for rural women. This one is coming with a better life for jihadist wives. If your husband is fighting with Boko Haram or ISIS, they will give you a better deal. She's saying it's a better deal for Christians. Mrs. Buhari, who said this in her Easter message to Christian women, I do apologize. In her message to Christian women, said, Nigerian women were among the hardest working social group but had remained economically and politically marginalized. Because of that, all their hard work comes to zero. At least she now knows that Biafran women are hardworking, but all their effort comes to nothing because they take all the money and they give it to Hausa people. That is why Mrs. Buhari, Mrs. Terrorist. We continue. PDP leaders threatened to invade INEC over withheld election results. Aggrieved PDP leaders from Michika Madagali Federal Constituency in Adamawa State have threatened to invade the Adamawa State Office of the INEC if it fails to announce the result of the constituency result of the election, rather, within 48 hours. Now, the question is, when did they hold it? 28, is it? They held elections on the 28th. Up until now, today is the 5th. They have not announced the result. Maybe they are waiting for Shekau to cast his vote somewhere in Sambisa Forest. Welcome to the zoo. And I hope the whole world is listening. This is how fraudulent this place is. The INEC officer is waiting for money. Who has the largest money? Please bring it here so I can announce the result. They are like their judges. You know, judges in the zoo here. If you give them their brown envelope with fat check in it, any judgment you want, they rule for you. Welcome to the damnable. Welcome to the throne of iniquity. Welcome to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That concludes our news presentation this very evening, the evening of the 5th of April. Is Barrister going to come to me, please? Barrister, you can come to me through the same line, please. Do try and come to me. We are live and we are direct. Family meetings are going on all around this very planet, this very moment. And we welcome all of you over there as well. Should you wish to join our proceedings this very evening, you are more than welcome to do so. Once again, I welcome you. Once again, I announce that our interactive session, our live and interactive session, what is happening to our microphone? Our live and interactive session is now here. Please do forgive that slight wobble. It is due to faulty cable that we have here, which we are seeking to try and change. Our lines are now open. If you call us, you will be able to get us once again. Our Skype line also is here, which is simply Radio Biafra. We are on WhatsApp, +447 831 308 376. We are also on Viber. If you call us, we will take your call. And this is Radio Biafra. If our lines can be opened up, we shall do so. If it can be opened up, we shall do so. Let's go to the line straight away and take your calls, please. What is going on? Why is this thing wobbling? Why is it wobbling? I don't know. I hope it's better now. Of course it is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not a very good way to start, is it?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm Gabriel Hart Dike, calling from Aba in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I thank you so much. I've called before and spoke with you. Then you promised to call me back because I'm interested.
I can't call everybody. I'm a very busy man. Yes, can't I call
know.
Everybody.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I know you are very busy, and it's not easy something. It's not an easy task. So, but I'm sure the God, the Chukwu Abiama, must guide you and help you. We must succeed. So, I'm so much interested. I'm in Abaret now, but I don't know how to get the our family here in Aba, so I can.
Hold on. I will give you the telephone number. I will give you Kechukwu's number live on air, please. Live on air, and you can contact them. Everything goes through your zone or your area coordinator, please. Can I have a Kechukwu's number, please?
Right.
Hold on. Get a pen and paper, please, or get another phone. Get a pen and paper right. That I can give it to you, or get another phone. The number is 080.
Okay, 080.
378. 992. 09.
09.
That is correct. That is the number. Is correct.
All right, sir. Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. I picked up the call and they unceremoniously dropped the phone. The caller on
Hello.
The phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. This is Uzoma Amadin.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, this is the coordinator, where the North.
Where the North, coordinator. Thank you very much, please go ahead.
So, there is a lot of information we are gathering here about this campaign for the last, for this Muslim, Rocha Sokorocha, the Muslim governor who is here in this state. We are trying to make sure that he couldn't come, we couldn't even smell that city again for this second tenure election. And because of that, a lot of many intels are going on. And I'm getting some information, but even our meeting was today successfully. All the whole members of ONU came, we did everything uniformly. So, but we are trying to verify something, because most of our contribution now we are trying to do everything direct to you. As I am the coordinator, I don't know whether maybe if there is any, you text me the normal address and the banks, how we are going to send most of the contribution we make here. That's the situation report for now.
And thank you very much. I know Owerri is very strong, all the work that all of you
Hello.
Are doing. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, may God bless you. Tomorrow we are still called to give you more details as we are progressing for this Easter celebration.
Thank you. I know what you mean. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. As I was saying, Owerri is very, very strong. Extremely, the IPOB in Owerri is formidable. Very, very strong indeed. Extremely strong. And we commend them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Madiko Sunko. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you once again for the things you are doing for us. We all dear from. I'm grateful that you are there for us and we are there for you too. Director, this election that is going on Saturday, I think some of Biafra, some of them never know about this campaign we are carrying on. I would suggest that most of us know all these kingsmen for so many villages. We try if we can meet them on their meeting and tell them our struggle so they can help us and spread the message all to all the communities. To let them know that the next Saturday we are not going to vote in Biafra land here. I think this should be a easier way for us because it's not everywhere this Radio Biafra is created. Many people don't know about Radio Biafra because I went to them to work. I tried everything to search for Radio Biafra. I couldn't get them. So those people never know such a thing is going on. And I asked one guy there, we are just in, and I told him, have you heard about Radio Biafra? I said, no. So I think this should be a very easy way for us. If we can try to meet some of King's men to tell them even when they are going to from the government, letting those kings know.
We have lost you. We have lost you, my dear brother. But thank you for the advice. People should start acting on some of this advice rather than telling us. If your advice is positive, start acting on it. The only thing we said is that before you march, you await central command. That's all we said. Anything you can do to help proceed, to help propel, to help push forward this very effort, endeavor to do so. There are many reasons why I said I am not Igbo. I'm a Biafran. And thank you very much, Ago Biafra, for sending this information to me. Our sister tried to give it to me yesterday, but she couldn't. Thank you very much. Why do I say what I say about Igbo people? It's because up until now, you claim you love yourselves, but you don't. Until we came. Or, I should say, until Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. Our so-called leaders or elders, or God knows what you call them, they are there. And the part of Eboma was carved into River State, called Rivers, by Gowon. And Igbo people did not say, these are our people. Over the years, they were there, they sat down looking sheepishly. Yoruba managed to convince their own flesh and blood, Ikoreche. They said, oh no, they are rivers. Everybody kept quiet. Until eventually, our dear sister, I think Teresa Onoha, is that her name? Said, Anambani Mowumune. If not, they would have cut out some part again. I said, they're not Igbo. Everybody kept quiet. And he hold your name, man, because of Kobo Kobo Afrafu. That is why I have this resentment towards Igbo people. Because they don't look out for their own. On Rubewan Nabaloso. Now, I'm going to read these names. And you are going to tell me this night of Hanes and Diatron and Yoshi. Why these villages are not regarded as Igbo villages? Why is it that when the map of Igbo, I saw somebody circulating a map about Igbo people today. I was beside myself with rage. Can you tell me where these people come from if they're not Igbo? And then I will tell you the state they're in. They're called Middle Belt. So you're telling me now, do you know it is perfectly possible for somebody to carve out Ndume, Ibeku, and say they are part of, they are no longer Igbo, they are now in Akwa Ibom. And do you know, there's nothing anybody can do about it. Do you know that? I have people in Ohaji, in Ebema, people from Ebema. Their mother is from this village, their father is from here. Both are Ebema. One is Igbo, one is not. Chineke na melune bere. Chineke no nye bere non Igwe. What is wrong with you people? I promise not to be upset, please, and I'm not. But I am upset at the ignorance. I'm not upset at the work I'm doing. I've been told not to get angry, or else Chukwu Abiama will be upset with me. I find it frustrating that people that claim they went to school are behaving like wild animals. So they came to Ebema. They gave some Ebema part to Delta. Is that correct? Is Ebema in Delta? That's Ebema in Rivers. That's Ebema in Imo. One people carved into three. Now, Delta will say, oh, we are Delta, we are not Igbo. Rivers will say, of course, we are not because of abandoned property. We are not Igbo because of stolen property. So, the only Ebema that is Igbo is the one in Imo State. But people have their mother coming from the same village, the same farm they go to. The same language. One is Igbo, one is not. And you're telling me to be happy with you. Your Igbo elders back work. They are useless. You don't do what you're supposed to do as an elder. You want respect. Is that how respect works? People respect Radio Biafra because of what you've done, not because of who we are. I don't need your useless respect. If I do something that is worthy of respect, please respect us. If not, don't respect us. You have to earn it. It's not just you get up and you command respect. What have you done? Here are the communities. They are called Umweze Okohia communities in Ado, local government area of Benue State. Benue State. Umweze Okohia in Benue State. And Igbo people keep quiet and they draw Igbo map and they exclude Idoma. Everybody's quiet. Oh, there's no, there are no, I'm Igbo. Where are you from? I'm from Anambra, I'm from Imam, from Abia, Ebonyi, Enugu. Which village are you from? My village is in Umweze Okohia in Ado local government area of Benue State. Are you Igbo? No, I'm from Middle Belt. Hey, she naked no nyebere. Hey, well, you know, stupidity is like, is also, you can't see it. You can only feel it. But sometimes I feel like I'm looking at stupid, I can actually see it, the ignorance in people. Honestly, I feel I can see ignorance in people. Ibrib. Let me read the names for you. The Middle Belt now, no longer Igbo. And that is why we need Idoma. Not because of anything, because blood is thicker than water. Not even crude oil. Blood is thicker than crude oil. South, South, Southeast must understand that. Including Idoma and Igala. Our blood should be thicker than crude oil. That is why we preach this gospel here. Igbo people are let down. We continue. Azuigbe, Azunwubi, are you listening? Azu Ibulede, Akanacha, Agba Esa, Ofuobi. Do you know there's a place called Ofuobi in Benue? Eluegu, Nwa Obuogele, Ekpadara, Onu Eteni, Azu Eteni. Onu means mouth, Azu means back. Do you know that? Oh my goodness me. I feel like weeping. Oh, Onapadindibo, why won't I insult you? These are your brothers, your sisters, lost in Niger Delta. No, not just Niger, in Middle Belt. Benue. The ones lost in the so-called Niger Delta, you've not looked for them, have you? How many of you remember that Ebanke is Igbo? Igbo Akere is their name. Igbo Akere is their name. That somebody put into Midwest. From there, it became part of Edo State. Because Ubumudia's mother comes from that village. He took the mother's village into Edo. Igbo Akere. Or Ebanke. As it's called. How many of you remember them? Somebody from a banker will be in America. They say, Igbo people, raise your hand up. Their hand is down. But excuse me, where are you from? Igbo Akere. Igbo Akere. Are you not Igbo? You know I'm not Igbo. I'm from South South. Chineke no nyebere. I have seen ignorance. I'm telling you. The list is endless here. Nwokwo Odoke, Odomuoke, Onugu, Chineke Kuli Hanjo, Nwe Dago, Ahofu, Ama Ezekwe, in Benue State. Ama Ezekwe, in Benue State. They are not Igbo, you know, because Igbo people did not look for their brothers and their sisters. Because after the war, the Hausa man came inside you and Yoruba took away your money. Hausa said, follow me. If you want to be rich, follow me. And you lost your senses. Tonight we show you where your brothers and sisters are. In Benue State. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue. We must go to the line again to take your calls. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Madoko Sunko.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You are talking about those in Benue. What about the Baji in Igala?
What about them? Tell us about them. Educate us about these people you're talking about. Tell the world about them. Tell us.
There is a Baji in Igala, and those people speak Igbo. They're even angry with Igbo people that they rejected them. Those people, they're close to Agule. Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, those people that are close to Agule. And I have one of my friends. He's from here. His name is... Vincent Eguato.
And now he is from Middle Belt.
Like
no, he's not Awasa.
And they're in the north, Kogi State.
Hey! The Igbo. Igbo.
And their king, their new king now was claimed by an Enugu man. So when you went there, the 60% of them speak Igbo. You cannot go there and speak Igbo thinking nobody hears you. When you speak Igbo there, if there are 10, 6 or 5 side you. There is one I met one day at the factory road. It's an Igala man. He told me that he listened to Lego Biafra more than any other Lego. It's from Igala man. He's the one that told me that Lego Biafra people, they should took them along. I told them yes. That Igala people that even in Biafra map, he said yes. That you know that we should not leave them. This one told me, first of all, I was even surprised because nobody could you imagine the Igbo man that driving the car was speaking against Biafra. Say, I leave those people that is Biafra that make his father share today. And this one said that the way you are hearing, the way this man speak, he doesn't think that this man is somebody who can disappoint. This Igala man was encouraging this Igbo man. So we Igbos, we are the problem of Biafra. We cannot keep quiet and waiting until Biafra comes from heaven. We have to fight for it. So, Director, I want to say that all Igbo men should wake up. Who was written is a violence into Igbo's man heart. He has poisoned himself. He has corrupted one liver. It's only one remain. And he's trying to condemn the remaining one. Who was wicked on the earth to live. This man has spoiled this land. He makes things difficult for we Igbo people. Who was wicked is not worthy to live any longer. Director?
Yes, please.
Please keep on doing what you are doing.
Of course we will.
In fact, I was looking how to... I have 1,000 naira to contribute because I'm not doing anything. But I have 1,000 to contribute and I don't know how to pay it.
No, we will not take it from you. This very effort will be largely sponsored by those abroad who are comfortable enough, who are rich enough to support us. We don't take money from people who are looking for money to feed.
Please don't get it from me. You don't know if this money comes from my heart and it's God that said I should give it out. Please don't get it. I know it's small, but I'm willing to give to support to work other rich men. If I can be able to give 1,000 to make other rich men to believe that this work, we cannot fold hand and wait for Biafra to come. We have to sponsor it. Hausa people, they can do anything to make sure they get what they want. I don't know when it comes to Igbo people, we fold hand and start looking at each other. That you can go and drink 20,000 naira drink inside beer parlor and chase these women around. To fight for something that will help your future girls, your grandchildren will never ever regret of having it. They will not do it. Thank you.
And I should be thanking you. I will contact you. Don't worry about that. You will be contacted. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your support. And thank you for your very incisive and well-informed contribution. That's what I like. Well-informed. The effort we are making here is largely sponsored by IPOB families all over the world. All over the world, I said. Not here at home because of the damage was wicked. Taking money from very poor people. Nemotoshi Foroye. Despite collecting oil well contract, despite making money from his compromise, the day he abandoned Biafra, he made billions of naira. He still goes about taking money from poor people, and that is wickedness. We will not have it here on IPOB. On Rubewane Abaloso means that when people are struggling and cannot feed, you don't make their life even more difficult. As simple, if you have to give, you give. If you don't have, we will not ask you to give. As simple as that. If you're lying to yourself, that is your business. But that's IPOB all over the world. Sometimes they cry and complain. We did this, I said yes. Una waligo, you have done well, but you must continue. You must continue.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Good evening.
My name is Wachibu Chidi. I'm calling from Onisha.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to comment on the issue of the Igbos at Lagos here.
Yes.
And other part of the zoo called Nigerians.
Yes.
The problem that Igbos have is this. Well, once you tell them something to do, they cannot do it. That is the problem that we have. If they say that they are following their footsteps, to get their flag is not, it's just as simple as ABCD. Just like you have been telling us, but they can't listen. The former, this thing that happens, the former election that happens, we told them not to vote. They did not listen to us. They go out and vote. See what come out from it now.
We have lost his connection. We have lost his line. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for that. I did. They don't listen. It's just like having mushroom groups everywhere. Everybody wants to be a leader. Can I start my own little group? It's an hour here, you kind as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, sir. Coordinator. My name is Tochukwu Obi Kenyi Udagba. I'm coming from Osun State. I'm the Asia local government.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. We are listening from Osun State. Go ahead.
Thank you, but they watched, they hear this thing for my brother, my twins. But now, nah, don't put them for my place. Now, they sweet me where well, I see the hear voice of Biafra. And they thank God. May God help you. Make you get our freedom. Because I even said, all my friends, and they told them, now make me even say, now today I just go and buy the record and put them for my place. Like I just did hear them because the thing they sweet me. And they tell my people, my brother, say, see what our coordinator, and the Kalu, they do for us. Make you just hand pray to God. Make you get our freedom. It's okay for us. Make you come up for this way there. And they thank God, God Adam. Make you help us. Make you help us fight this corruption way there for this earth way there. Make you come out for this Nigeria way it's called zoo for Nigeria way they suffer. For yourself, they work way they work. If you work before they give you money, you go suffer. You know what you go do before these people way they go give you money. So I pray to God, may God help you. Make you give us our freedom. Make you free of ourselves. I thank you for all your work way they do. There is all my people, when my friend married, then they say, ah, give and watch, drink away, where don't do. You know, get her. Nobody go do like if it was you can only get Jeff and nobody again. I tell them, Nan de Carlo, not the man. For since where they never hear the day of Biafra, but now, nah, they hear the day of Biafra. The thing where they talk, even say if they preach, I don't know if the pastor, if the reverend, because if they preach, if they talk, and they, all the thing where they talk, if they enter my body, I say yes, God don't be a better person for us. Continue your good work, God will bless you, and help you, help your family, in Jesus' name.
He said,
thank you.
He said, thank you very much for that, and I accept your prayers wholeheartedly. That's what I said before. Anyhow you want to present your views and your opinion, do so. Even if it's broken English. Everybody heard what he said now. And I'm so happy. I love it when people come out to express themselves willingly and very. That is why we are the only place where in the world you call and you're talking to the host of the program live immediately. Not going through guard room. What do you want to talk about? Where are you from? What is your name? Have you called before? No. Here we are raw and direct. So nobody can say, they cut me off. No, if you're lucky, millions are calling. Yes, if we pick your call, then you speak to us. Your mind and your viewpoint, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? On the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. I said it before. Once you hear my voice, you must respond. If you don't, then you are asking for trouble. If you don't, you are asking for trouble. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, the network. Network is awful. Network is very... The both lines just went off completely off. Completely off at the same time. Unbelievable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention, as usual. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
This, Mr. Biafu Duncan Bugisika from Aba. I'm from Delta State, but I'm staying in Aba right now.
Hold on. Which part of Delta State are you from?
I'm from Udu Local Government and Urobo.
Urobo, thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
But I'm calling from Aba right now.
Thank
so
you.
I really appreciate what you are really doing. So during my school hours, I'm really taught what happened during the Biafra Wars, the Civil War, which take 3 years instead of 3 months. Our Igbos are being massacred, killed every year. So it's really painful to me whenever I take our I read the book, there was a country, so I, all the history of Igbo was so painful to me that even in Nigeria, I don't want to become a Nigerian. But I have no option to just to be. I really appreciate what you are really doing. And God will really bless you. The first thing that is to unite all the Igbos together so that Igbo can fight for their rights. That is the first thing all we have to do. So I really appreciate what you are doing. So this man was people they are calling. That man must be a very bad man for him to disappoint his people instead of fighting for his people again by going for bribing and corruption. So at the end, I know he will surely feel the shame and disgrace after Biafra must have come or before Biafra will come. I really thank you. Carry on with your work. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. I have a Hello? Caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, please?
Hello?
Confirm. Yes. Can you hear me? No, not really. Not really. Not really. They can, because of the limitations of connectivity, of course. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Please, your name and where you are, my dear brother.
Akomwaloke, calling from Onitsha now.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, I want to... please, I want you to give me the number of IPOP where they for call, because we stay very close here so that we will be attending meeting.
At Mpoh, do we have Mpoh coordinator?
Yeah, Mpoh coordinator... This
Let me get a pen and paper. I need to give you a telephone number for Anambra coordinator. He will tell you who the Mpoh coordinator is. So hold on. In a second, I will give you a telephone number.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to comment on the issue of European people start saying that national system has done a good work to, consider that. If Yoruba people like let them talk the whole truth whether for the whole world now, they are going to live with Hausa people because their own saboteur is worse. They will be part of Biafran people. That is what I want to comment on. We are not afraid of the Zulu Nigerian people now because they have already treated us very cruelly and madness. Everything that we are suffering, we work a job, we will bring money, put us in Navy, they cannot put us in Air Force, no way, Air Force, Nigerian Air Force, no way, put us in Army, no way. Every year they are eating our money. Right from now, all I know is that I know that you people has already organized Biafran Navy, Biafran Air Force, Biafran Army. I know. Is it true?
Of course, everything is in place at the appropriate time we march.
Good. I want you people to do it like this, so that the music will be sweet very, very well. And again, we are not afraid of Obama. We are not afraid of all of them. If they want to speak truth, let them give us Jaffna in a peace. If they don't want, they are going to do it in a peaceful way. So we are going to rule Yoruba and the Hausa with iron and rod. If actually that is what they want. Nobody is afraid of them now. Director, may the Chukwu Ajama bless you and your family and your children, and you will live long life. Nothing will remove in the land of Jaffa land. In Jesus' name I pray.
He said, thank you very much, and I have a telephone number for you here. For Anambra, please, we will then give you the coordinator. 080-633-25689. 080-633-25689. For Anambra coordinator, that will then tell you who coordinates Mpo Junction and its environs. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are also direct. Everybody listens, including David Cameron. Today he's defending their people, saying they are Christians at last. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Ifa Nchukwu Igwe from Adoluku government. As you earlier said, that there are some of our people in Adoluku government. I came from Adoluku government in Benue State, and I'm from Umezekoha. We have Umezekoha. We have Umaluma, and we have other tribes. And we are not only in Adoluku government. We are in Adoluku government. We are in Opoku local government, because we extended almost to Utonkom.
Utonkom, that's correct. That's correct. Yes.
We extended up to like Utonkom. So, and this place now, in fact, there was a time they were talking about the Nigeria border. Even Nigeria border, Ebonyi State and Benue State border, it has not yet been negotiated. They were talking about maybe putting the border somewhere close to Inikiri Market, where I personally came from. You know, where my village is, what do they call it? Oskutu. Although I'm based in Austria, I'm not in Nigeria now. So, and we, since up to this time, but they said because of David Mark and the Senate President, he did not allow something to go to where it should be, because we are under normal circumstances. If they want to put a re-border, they should put it in Opoku. That is, they call it Enyimo. There's one big river they call Enyimo, and there's another one they call Ado. And this is a big river they could use to do the border, but they did not put it there. They now extend it after Inikiri, close to Nwaporu Gede, which is almost even inside the Benue State. And nobody care. Not even the Igbo, because the reason why it's like this to us is that most of the time the other Igbo tribe as well, they racist us. Although I don't even blame them, because
hold on, please. Hello, can you hear me? Hold on, please. Hold on a second. My dear brother, hold on.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Now, there was no racism against anybody. Igbo people do not hate our brothers in Idoma land and in Igala. It is what Yoruba people fed them. It's Yoruba media. People, if you don't want to support Radio Biafra for anything else in life, support us, because we need to go and recover our brothers, our sisters lost in Kogi, lost in Benue, lost in Ondo. Some of them are lost in Edo. Everywhere we are lost, we are scattered. It's not because we don't love them. We do. But the thing is that Yoruba don't want to let us unite. They are using their media all the time telling you Igbo did this, Igbo did that. It's a lie. We want to unite with our people. You are our flesh and blood. The same DNA, yeah. The same food, the same
right.
Everything.
You are right, sir.
Blame Yoruba. Don't blame us, please. Go ahead.
You are right, sir.
Go
ahead. You are You are completely right. But why I say partially or something like that is because of some certain circumstances which I myself have witnessed. But it's not something we have to discuss about, because I know actually that we are all one and we love ourselves. But the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 7 that oppression maketh a wise man mad. So because of the oppression our people are suffering, so everybody is just running keta keta like a blind goat. So, and I want to comment on what we were talking about Mbaka. When people are saying that you should not talk against Mbaka and this and that, when they said, yeah, he's a man of God, he's anointed. The Bible said in the book of Exodus, Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1 to 5, they should go and read there. He said, if there is among you a prophet or a dreamer of a dream, and by the reason of his profession or whatever, he has performed some miracle, and thereby want to deceive you to follow a God which you did not know. He says, such a prophet shall die. He is an abominable. That is the word of God. And he said, don't look at him. He said, kill him and let him die. So if it is in the Old Testament, Mbaka, they could have killed him because he supported evil to prevail against good. He's an evil man. I told people when I was commenting in Facebook that Mbaka is a demon. But they don't want to hear, although most of the people are not listening to you. And another thing I want to say, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 4, it said, whosoever committed sin is of the devil. It does not matter if you're a priest or you're a pastor, you're a deacon, whoever you are. The Bible says, whoever committed sin is of the devil. And I want to tell the people that even the demon himself was first an angel of the Most High. So the people should not look at you, maybe whatever you are preaching, as if it is an error. You preach 100% truth, word of God. And I want to commend your effort, sir, for all you have been doing for our people. And I pray, just as I pray before, that the power of the Most High God, even as he said in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, that no man born of a woman that will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. And I want to also introduce this very chapter to you. The book of Joshua chapter 1 is very, very important. If you read from verse 1, the Bible said, and as he said to Moses, I will be with you, so I will be with you. In verse 3, he said, wherever the sole of your feet tread upon, I have given it to you to possess. And in verse 5, he said, nobody born of a woman that will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. From verse 7 and verse 8, he said that you should meditate in this law day and night, that you must observe to do according to all that is written in it. He said, then you will have your way prosperous and make a good success. In verse 18, he said, whoever that reject your command shall die. Why? Because there are angels of God. According to the book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 36, the Bible said, the angel of the Lord, after the king of Assyria has mocked the king of Israel, the angel of the Lord went out in the night and slay 185,000 soldiers of the king of Assyria. And the next day, the king become ashamed. And in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 29, the Bible said, the God himself go and struck to death the whole firstborn in the land of Egypt before the liberation of the children of Israel. And I pray from today, this is what is going to happen to that zoo. There will be a terrifying death that will struck in the midst of the people, whether by plane crash or by, in fact, a terrifying accident, so that they will know that God is God. And Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Thank you, sir.
And that is somebody from Benue State. From Benue. That is somebody from Benue. Amazing, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. I can't add to that. He has said it all. I told you that our job is to unite the children of God. I told you. From Urobo, they are calling. From Benue, they are calling. Before now, this never ever happened before. Never. And that is why we are exceptional. And that is why we will prevail against the gates of hell. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Amazing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibewike Jude Chukwu Akiaba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I would like to go to confession after mentioning the name of Wazike, because I know that any time I mention his name, I have committed a sin, the worst sin. See, you see what happened? Do you know that Uwaziriki and Atiku Udemwa, do you know how many people, how many Biafrans, how many Masob members they killed in Okigwe, Umrolo Okigwe?
Plenty.
There are many. Do you know that Uwaziriki used to do ritual in his house with a he-goat table for people to believe everything he said so that they would be contributing money for him? His name is not Rafael Uwaziriki. His name is Lebanya. Lebanya. The name he used, when you say Lebanya, that means start watching, and he will be cheating people, eating their money, extorting money from Okada riders, extorting money from shots. I think we have to start with Uwaziriki so that it will be a deterrent to other Igbo people.
No, the time hasn't come.
Atiku Udemwa killed many Igbo youths, but today he's jumping around, asking for people to support him in his whether a piece or I don't want to know, or they are foolish party something. So, and every information I give you about Uwaziriki is authentic because I was there. Uwaziriki is a member of PDP since 2003. Because there was a time he carried PDP ballot papers to his house and asked us to be voting for that woman, the other woman, I have forgotten her name. So Uwaziriki, we're supposed to start from him so that all the other Igbos, we know that you cannot just come out in the Igbo land and start doing anything you like. For instance, you see, an Igbo man will go to Lagos and say, I'm an Ezen Igbo. And you will be, who are going to be his cabinet members? Omonne, they are going to be in the meeting. They are going to be in the meeting. So, Director.
We are here. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
You see, so I want you to give ahead order so that we will start into work, so that other Igbo men, before, if you don't want to be Afra, you better shut up your mouth, because this is our last hope. So I want to ask you to just say a word, so that let us start with Lebanya. After Lebanya, then others, before you come out on the street or in your house to say something against IPOB or other members of Biafra agitators, you will know that they are the people that hold this place. So what I want to say is that I told you that please try as best as you can to organize a committee that will bring all these Biafra agitators together, because we are many. Yeah, we are many. Because let us go. We must come together, because it's happened in South Africa. Mandela brought every of the agitators together, and they march, and they get what they got, what they want.
Yes.
I want to thank you for this marvelous work that you are doing, because you have shown all the Biafras that you are Ojukwu reincarnation. And if you cannot get Biafra, I don't think that no Igbo man again can get Biafra. Thank you, and God may Chukwu Abiyama Obashibide Elu continue to bless you. And as you are hearing my voice, anytime I give you any information, I am giving you an authentic information. I believe in Amadio. If you want this Uwaziriki to die, just give me, I'm not talking of 24 hours. Just say that you want this man to die.
There is no need for that.
Because he have committed, what he committed in Igbo land makes anybody you told about Biafra something will not listen, because the man has committed. I don't know the adjective I will use to qualify that guy. So God bless you.
And you too.
Continue your work. And another thing I want to tell you. Lemakwa anyao. Onyendino bora buruburu nechendri anche.
Of course.
But I have been bora la many years.
I know that very well. Be rest assured. Everything is fine at this end. Thank you very, very much for that. The order is not given. There is no order coming from here. Not now. When the time comes for us to march, we will march. As simple as that. The devil is very clever. They are trying to set very clever traps for us so that Chukwuebuka can take away his glory from us. And they will not prevail. They will not prevail. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. I called back. It's not Chukwuebuka. I'm calling from Onitsha right now.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I want to continue what I'm saying before. So, on concerning the issue of voting on Saturday, let them not go out to vote. I'm saying it once again. Let them not go out to vote. It's of no benefit to us. Let them not go out and vote. I'm saying it because all this single money that they are giving to them, it's the money that they embezzled in our oils and other mineral resources. So why are they begging for the money to give them? How much are they going to give them? The other time that they voted, I was there. Some of them are giving 1,000. Some of them are giving what? 500. What is 500 naira? What is 500 naira? Is it of any value to their life? Concerning what we are saying in this station, concerning what you are saying in this station, it's of no value to their life, but our people cannot listen. Okay, see what is going on in Lagos State. I stayed in Lagos State, and I watched what the so-called Yoruba people are doing there. I couldn't cope up with them. I come back to this Onitsha and start the work that I'm doing now. So if our people can understand with a little knowledge, just like what Newi people did, Newi organized their people. You see this in one Newi that they are hearing today, what is going to go and buy a motorcycle and other things. It's just like ordinary markets. We came back and start up with the market. Now, Newi is one of the largest sellers of spare parts. I think you understand that.
We know that already. We know that.
And our people cannot listen. See, as you are saying now, they are still at the north, even to the so-called terrorist state. Some of them go back just day before yesterday. What are you going there to do at the terrorist state? So why can our people cannot listen to what you are telling them? They continue feeling like to be a slave until they will die in the hands of their enemies, which is not good. If they can understand what we have been telling us, to get Biafra is very, very quite easy for us. But they can't listen. So I want to say this evening, because I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Even the people that are around here, not every one of them that listen to what I'm telling them. But I thank God for those that listen to what I'm telling them. Because I know that one Chukwuebuka who created us will make us to enjoy this beautiful city of Biafra. I believe that. And I strongly believe that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for the great work that you are doing. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. May God Almighty, who created heaven and earth, whom we serve, give you wisdom in the way that you did not even expect it, the wisdom to lead this great nation, because we have already got Biafra in my own belief, concerning the great work that you are doing. And I thank God for your life and the life of all the IOPB members. Thank you. May God bless you and bless your family.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller who happens to be on the line. Please, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Director, I'm not prepared to call, but the more I listen to Radio Biafra, the more like what if I can say heavenly crazy.
Thank you. And please, what is your name again? I didn't quite get your name. What is your name?
Chicken Madubuko.
Madubuko, thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I've heard what the guy from Benue said. In fact, Biafrans, we are many. We are many. We are many. In fact, Director, the only thing I have to say is this. Look at the way the Israelites have cut over the world. So Biafrans have cut over the world. And it's only here that particular, that is the land of our almighty God, Chukwu Biafra. And that was why the enemy came and got them. In fact, got us scattered here and there. I have was here, even as Yoruba na yaro. Manana make a chineke nke enigwe onye mere na onye ziputara mmara dịka ka ọpụta woro chikọta anyị ọnụ kwachita anyị ka anyị mara na anyị wu ụmụnne ka anyị hapụ ị na-emegide onwe anyị n'elu otu a nọ na if I go to that Benue side I might fight and kill my brother unknown to me.
Director, in fact, I as I wait, I call in the morning, I say, in fact, I'm not a graduate, but I have graduated as of now, so I'm telling you. So I know I that's a promise I gave last time, I will fulfill it by Tuesday morning. I've done it already, but due to the foreign calls, when the little phone come out, I couldn't make it, so I have given the instruction, and by that Tuesday morning, you must see something by Madubuko. So, Director, I'm grateful. I still say, the Lord says he is your defender and your protector. And he is Biafran defender and Biafran protector.
He said,
Chukwu Abiyama, almighty God will ever be with you. What I have learned since I started listening to the radio Biafra, in fact, I can say I'm a different man. If I use awesome, I cannot battle with God. But heaven is wonderful. And may he give you what triple liver so that you cannot be weak at all. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. We are going to the Lord. And the time here now, live and direct, of course, from Biafra Land is 22 minutes past 10 p.m. at night. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Emeka Onyedima, and I'm calling from Nkwere.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead and turn your system down. Turn your radio down, please. Go ahead.
Okay, let me move out from the place. I've moved out from the place.
That's better. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just want to comment on this issue of Owazirike. You know, that guy has led so many people, so many Biafrans to hell, you know. If you ask me, I would want us to just look for a way and, you know, get that man down. And I think we'll have to forget anything concerning that man. I don't even want us to continue mentioning that name on Radio Biafra, because it's an abominable name. He has caused us a lot of harm. You see, last week I was talking to some members of the so-called Masrob about your existence right now, and many of them didn't know that this man has turned their brains. This man has, you know, led them to devil. They were surprised to hear me talk about the man the way I told them. And many of them even collected your number from me to call you on Radio Biafra so that they would discuss with you. And I told them many things about you. And I'm even happy that somebody like you is here today telling us this thing. You have made me personally to know many things which I did not know before about the Igbos, the Biafrans. It is something to glorify God for. And I pray that any man or any group of persons who will want to rise up any day from anywhere to think evil against you or your family, I pray that the ground should open and swallow such a person.
You say?
I keep telling people that we must do whatever we can to see that Biafra come to stay. I think it is the right thing to do.
Of course.
Director, I know you are a man from heaven. It is God that has sent you. And I will give you every support we can to see that we actualize this state of this sovereignty. I don't have much to say now. I only want to tell you that God will keep on blessing you and protecting you in Jesus' name.
He said, Ise, thank you very much for that. Thank you. You are very, very kind. This work continues. Because here we speak the truth always. If you know what I did wrong, please come out and tell me. Come out and tell me that I may vindicate myself whilst I'm alive. Very, very important to do so. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Please, my name is Ike. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, I have first of all, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for our people. And I heard that some SSS people was looking for you at your place some days ago.
Yes.
I want to ask, why are they looking for you? Because they are because they know what they're doing to us. Because just as I'm talking to you now, I'm in Aba. Do you know that we pay for infrastructure every year here in Aba? We pay for infrastructure, 6,000 naira every year here in Aba.
Which infrastructure? Is it refuse to be dumped in your sitting room or what? Which infrastructure is in Aba? Please tell the whole world. Which infrastructure is in Aba that they are collecting money from you for? Which infrastructure is that in Aba? Infrastructure levy.
That's what I'm saying. We pay for infrastructure 6,000 naira every year here in Aba. Every year. These people, they are not doing anything for us. And because of you are saying the truth, that is the reason why are they looking for you? Because if they know that what you are saying is not true, why are they looking for you? Because they know that what you are saying is the truth, and the truth has come out. So my brother, I'm in support of what you are doing. We are dying here, please. If I'm entitled to get this nuclear weapon, I wouldn't mind to end up this country called Nigeria. We are tired of all this rubbish. This man called T.O.D. is a thief. He's a thief. He's a bona fide thief. My brother, I'm happy with what you are doing. So carry on. God will protect you. And the Chukwu Abia will protect you.
He said?
We are right. No right here. No right. No good road. No water. Nothing. At times, you see all these politicians, they are talking about, I will give you, vote for me, I will give you free education for your children. It makes me to go mad. How can you talking about free education? What is supposed to be right for our children, and you are talking about free education? This election, I'm not in support of anybody to go out to vote for anybody. They are not doing anything for us. Even these people that Alex and all of them, they are all criminals. I don't like them. And I don't need anything from them. They're all criminals. Please, I'm in support of what you are doing. Carry on. May God bless you.
Ise, and you too as well. This is Radio Biafra. We happen to be live and direct. The whole world is listening. Welcome to the Namara Chineke. Chukwu Abiyama. Onyanyi na kpoko ahanya. Nime mwone eziyuku. Oga obola. Kanye gane kuputa mmeso omage. Nihi nebu Chineke. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
This is Iken Naibama. I am calling from Aba, but I'm native of Olu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
My director, I have to thank you very much first for your effort. It is not easy, but God has given you the strength.
Thank you.
I thank God, Chukwu Abiyama, who has given you this strength. And I say, may God give you more strength. I know that virtue has gone out of your body. Strength has gone out. Talking is not easy. But my God, our God, Chukwu Abiyama, will replenish you. abundantly.
You see?
And what I want to say is this, my director. I want my Yafran brothers and sisters to know one thing. About this election, this coming election, I want them to know if they can ask themselves or ask the person that they are going to vote for, mainly students, that they should ask them how many of their kids or their grandkids' children are attending government school in Nigeria. Rochas, they want to vote for. They should ask Rochas if his child wants to go to school, will he be proud to send him or she to the government school? Now, I heard that the running mate of Buhari is a pastor from Winners or Redeem. I don't know how far the story was.
Yes, it's from Redeem, Yoruba man, Osinbajo, Osinbajo, whatever his name is.
I am very, very disappointed. I am very, very disappointed. They are the people that always tell us, they preach to us that we should not yoke together with the unbelievers. I remember that scripture very, very well. And now, a pastor from Redeem is becoming a vice or has become a vice to a Muslim. One thing I know about Muslims, they are antichrist. Any man that is not for Christ is antichrist. What is he doing there? What are people that he is preaching to or his pastoring going to talk about him? My people, I want you to know that time has come when we open our eyes. Radio Biafra has opened our eyes very well. We don't know about these things before. We have not been here before. But God has chosen a way to open our eyes. I never knew about all these things before. But now, while listening to Radio Biafra, my eyes have opened, my wisdom has increased. Now I know things that I do not know, histories that I do not know. My fellow brothers and sisters, I don't have more to say, but all I want to say is this. Come, let us put hands together. Let us put hands together and bring back our nation. Let us bring that nation that God himself has ordained. God has commissioned this very nation, but the evildoers are pressing it down. Let us stand. Let us stand, because we cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. We cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. The glory of God has departed because of the strange people that have come to this land. Let us come. Let us unite. Let us unite and fight for what is ours. This is ours. Let us unite and fight for it. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us do this thing and let Chukwu Abiama receive all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. My director, I thank you very, very much. My God, we keep on giving you wisdom. Please, my director, I need a number of a family where I can locate the family in Aba here, precisely the World Bank area. Please, my director, we need to join the family. We need to group and build this thing up. Please, my director. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And if you have a pen and paper ready, we shall give this very number to you. We shall give it to you because we have a... Aba is buzzing, of course. Ebeni na Aba ni nwoko. Anyamunyego ko na Aba. The truth is burning. All the children of Lucifer down. The number is 080.
Okay, 080.
378.
Come again.
378. 9 9 2 9 9 2 2 2 okay 09 9 9 9 9 2 0 9 0 9 yes 0803 7 8 9 9 2 0 9 0 9
Okay, my director, thank you very much and God bless you. I will call them right away.
Remain blessed. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
I am Eberechukwu Onuoha. I am calling from Ihimenbano.
Ihimenbano, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
People of Biafra, what is that Nnamdi Kanu is preaching? What Nnamdi Kanu is preaching is what God asked him to preach. The same message our Lord Jesus Christ preached is the same message you are preaching. And since I started listening to you, I have not heard any foul talk from your mouth. And let me remind all of you, dear friends, that God says that if you are not holy, if you are not good, you cannot even see him or come to him. What was Jesus preached? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father except through me. Nnamdi Kanu is saying that you come to God through Biafra. And I believe that Biafra is a religion. Let us listen to him. Our brothers in Delta or Niger Delta, somebody told you, or Hausa man told you, that your oil is Jigawa oil. You are seeing what is happening now. Somebody called from Benue, and exactly the name we are answering here, they're answering the same name there. In my own place here, we used to, they know us here as Umezenki Igwe. That is our name here. But the white men came. When they came, they now changed our name. They said, this side, you answer Umweze 1. This one, you answer Umweze 2. See? So, we are now answering this name. You see? So, whatever the white man give us, we take it like that because they are God. Are they God? They are not God. So, let us listen to Nnamdi Kanu. He is the man that will unite all of us. And God sent him. God sent this man. I am not, you know, saying it with any biased mind or something like that. This man is from God. Let all Biafrans, wherever you are. And another thing I want to say is this. Please, our people, whenever you are commending Nnamdi Kanu, remember that the driver that carries him is also doing something. Those people, there are so many people working with him. Even there are some people in the studio with him. He will not do everything. When you are commending him, commend those people also.
You are right.
And also, I want you, all of you, to start contributing anything you... I don't want Nnamdi Kanu to lack anything. Anything. I don't want him to lack anything. Whatever you can contribute, whatever you can do, take this as a project. This is a project. And listen, I don't know how to explain it. In fact, I'm not happy what has happened to us in the past. Let us rise up and do what God asks us to do. Remember what Moses did when God sent him to, bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. That is exactly what is happening now. They say that you are harsh to them, how you talk to them. You call them monkeys and all this. When Jesus went to the temple of Jerusalem, what did he do? Nnamdi Kanu is using mouth on you people, but Jesus Christ himself used pen and other things to people. Eh? And you said he's doing this. Our people, they don't hear unless you use iron hand. Continue with that iron hand. If you will see rod, use rod. And we must obey. And what I'm praying for you is that no weapon fashioned against you will prosper.
You see?
Any arrow they fired to you will go back to the sender. Anybody that is planning any good, any group of people, wherever they are, planning anything against you, digging any hole for you, they will fall inside it.
You see?
That is my prayer. Go on. We are behind you. We are behind you 100%. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madabra. Thank you for your kind words. You are very kind. Thank you very, very much. And, of course, how can, am I a Superman? No, I'm not. I don't do everything alone. There are those in London. There are those in Spain. There are those of them in Germany. There are those of them in the United States of America. There are those of them in Biafra land. There are those of them in Canada. We have our Asia representative, Nobody Munyunye, who is in Malaysia. Chukwudi Ofoma is in Australia. It is not only me. We are all over the world. I have just mentioned just a handful, a sprinkling of the principal officers of state. In the studio here, I am surrounded by people, those that run errands for this very effort we are making on a daily basis. We remember everybody. All I do is I lead it. That's all. And Chukwu Abiyama takes the glory for everything that we do here. Because Biafra is his king. He said it's from where? Umuezegun. My God in heaven. Umuezegun, the children of the king of heaven. In Enugu state, we have the children of the kingdom of heaven. Umuezegun. In Nkwere, we have the children of the King of Heaven, Umuezala. My God. I can't. Sometimes even our names alone, if you think about the meaning, you develop goose pimples. If you think about the meaning of our names only, about who you are walking now. I am very, very upset whenever I see a map that always seeks to shrink Igbo people to only the 5 states in the Southeast. I'm not happy about it. What you have today as River State is essentially Igbo. Ibibio is Igbo. Ejo is Igbo. Everybody is from Anambra State. Anambra. The confluence of Anambra River. Everybody is from there. Aguleri, Umuleri. We are from every human being that is a Biafran, including Goodluck Jonathan. You can trace your ancestral heritage, your lineage, if you are Ishekiri, if you're Urobo, if you're Isoko, everybody, you come from Anambra, all of us. The Yoruba, what they have destroyed in very many years, IPOB will rebuild piece by piece. And the funniest thing for them is that we are not just saying, oh, we are one with Ishekiri. We and Urobo people are one. Oh, Idoma is one with us, Igala. We give you proof. We give you the knowledge and the proof. It's not a question of, oh, you are not part of us. Oh, you are part of us. No. We are working on something extraordinary. We are collecting specimen from people from all these places. We are going to send it to the USA. We want the finest lab in the world to tell us, to plot our gene, in fact, to plot the tree, how we came to be dispersed. They can do it. To tell you once and for all who we are as a people. There are migrants. We are Biafra. People can come and join us. That's the meaning of our name. Biafra, come and join. That's the meaning of our name. Come and join. So people come. Who knows? when Biafra comes, even the children of the terrorists may come here to seek asylum. Who knows? Because Boko Haram will be fighting in that part of the world. We are live and we are direct on this radio. Let me tell you, there is nothing we say on Radio Biafra that is not true. Is that what I say all the time? And I know even some of you here don't believe it when I say it. Do you believe everything I say? Are you sure? I want to prove that everything we say here is correct. Before God and man. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Instead of Biafra not to come, heaven and earth will pass away. I'm telling you. I'm not saying it because I'm on Radio Biafra. I'm telling you what I know is going to happen. It doesn't even matter what we do here. If it means having to kill every and maybe leave only two people to restore his kingdom here, we have failed as a race. But by his mercy, we are still here. If you are alive, that's what I say. If you find yourself inside IPOB, you see how people come to join us. You are led by the Spirit. Of course, people from Lucifer will come. It's only normal. But we always find them out and we exclude them. And they are gone. I have a message to read from WhatsApp. So next time when we tell you don't vote, you don't go to vote. That he thought I was joking before. Now, his body was shaking today. I already did the message he sent to me. Director, good evening, sir. Just want to commend your effort towards this race and to advise you to be very watchful because of wolves in sheep clothing. Director, Igbo land is in serious trouble, as if I didn't know that before. I saw abomination today being Sunday, Easter Day. I traveled from Onitsha to Ihioma in Imo State today. While coming back, our bus stopped to pick up a woman dressed in hijab. I was saying, what is this? Hausa Boko Haram? What are they doing here? To my greatest surprise, this woman was an Igbo from Imo State. Honestly, I felt like strangling her right there in the bus. An Igbo woman dressed in hijab in Igbo land. May God in heaven forbid. Michael Nnemeka from Onitsha. I'm going to crotch away Queens. Did I not tell you that before? When I was saying, people thought you are funded by a PDP. PDP is giving. We are telling you the truth. The reason why you don't want to accept the truth is because most of you are satanic. Some of you are very, very evil. Therefore, you can never, ever embrace light. Impossible. I told you what Okoracha was doing with you and his useless APC. You were not listening. Nwanyi hijab. Oko nwanyi Igbo. Chineke melu nebere. Ndi ara munawo. Talking rubbish. They think they have sense. That is what Igbo man thinks is intelligent. That is what drives me. You don't know anything. For you to learn in life, you have to pretend you don't know anything. That is why when you go to class, they say, be quiet. And listen to your lecturer, your teacher, your professor, whatever. But if you start to pretend, okay, I know this. Have you noticed in the class, when a lecturer is writing something on the board or trying to explain, and you claim you know that thing, they will skip it. Is that correct? They will leave that subject. They will leave that topic and go to another one. Since you know it already now, that's exactly what happened to us. We think we know it, but we know nothing. And our teachers left us and went away. And today we are floundering. Our Igbo woman turned into our side in Igbo State. Today. He saw something that shocked him. Igbo State is Islamic caliphate. When I tell you that, I was joking. Now he's a true believer. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. My director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm a very man from Aba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm a co-colleague with this Jude Chuku.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Whatever you told you was the truth. I'm a live witness.
Are you?
In fact, if I can be commissioned to go and assassinate or Wazirike tonight, I will do it.
No, there's
I'm
no need for
that. I'm praying that my God will protect you.
You see?
Nothing will happen to you.
You see?
In fact, sir, we are ever ready. I myself am ever ready, 50-50. Whenever time shall call upon, I am ever ready.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. May God bless you. I'm born
too.
By a Biafran bomber. My father used to blow buligwe. So, by his grace, 2005, I prepared one. I'm ready. Whenever time shall come, sir, I'm on your side. God bless you, sir.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pick my number. Pick my number. Whenever you need me, just call on me. I'm ready
yes.
for action.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And I'm not asking anybody to do anything, please. Everything comes in its time. We are not going to start to assassinate people. We are not in that type of business. That is what the devil wants us to do. So the devil can go to Chukwu Abiama and say, oh, I told you, they cannot handle pressure. I told you that they are like killers and murderers like the rest of them. No. We know what we are doing. When the result will come, then you will know that we are right. We know that the time is coming. It's not now. When the timing is correct, then they are gone and finished. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama in heaven is listening. And we must go to the line and welcome the caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please. No, there is no call coming through. Not coming through at all, at all, at all. It's going static. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
And the timing is correct,
then. Not paying attention. When you call Radio Biafra, please endeavor to turn your system down. Walk away from where you are. Then give us your name and where you're calling us from. Simple instructions. The caller on
Hello.
The phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Loretta. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is John. I'm calling from Abba.
From Abba. Is Abba working? They say Abba is not working. Waiting there. Abba.
So, that's why I just called now. Your team went off now.
Abba went off now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We are on it. Let us speak to the engineers to find out what is going on. Because from here, all our systems are working very, very fine. All our lines are blue. I don't know why Abba is off. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are looking into it. Why? Call beginning and maybe going. What is going on with the people manning our stations? We know we're not paying them because we don't have money to pay them. Are they on strike? They want to be paid? Is that the problem? If you cannot do this type of job for free for your country, then how can you sacrifice your life for your country? I can't understand this logic. If they want us to pay them, then they should tell us and stop all this line, all our stations going off in the middle of broadcast. It doesn't make sense to me. No sense at all whatsoever. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chibike Daniel. I'm calling from Onitsha.
From Onitsha, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for what you people are doing. It gives me joy when I hear people talking about this Biafra issue. And of a truth, some years ago, I joined my sub, but when I went there, I discovered that they are deceiving people, so I decided to leave them. But the way I see your movement and your action, it gives me joy that this one might be serious something, not like a Wazirike issue. So the issue here is that we are having much problem in this Biafran land, and I thought that is one of the most problems we are having, because some of our brothers are behaving and acting as if they came down from north. The other time I was hearing your people talking about Mbaka, Rochas, and the rest of them. So at times I begin to wonder whether these people are really they are Igbos, or maybe Mungwebo is what I have a idea. So, but all of the same, I believe the good Lord will continue to give you strength to fight the battle. We're by your side anyway. And I believe God will help us.
You see?
Without wasting much time, and so I know that others are calling. I know I will inquire from you anyway, that so that I know where they have a meeting around this. I would like to join them and put my own contribution. I will do anything possible to make sure we realize Biafra. Whenever I hear about this Biafra, it gives me much joy, and maybe to know that there is hope. And I believe God will continue to protect you, give you wisdom and knowledge that I used to do it, so that it will not be like the previous people who thought about Biafra. So that by God's grace, you'll be able to achieve your aim. God bless you so much.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Well spoken and softly spoken as well. Everything is well understood. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct from the holy land of Biafra, made unholy by our Awosafo and his intervention in our lives through the acquiescence of the British and through the feigned ignorance of Americans. We will recover this land and restore her to her former glory. Very, very critical we do so. Anything else will be disaster. We cannot countenance anything else. The only thing left for us to do is to do the needful, to do what is right before heaven and this very earth, that Chukwuebem love us. That's all.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
I'm Umadani Wanmeku from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. That is what we are working on. How about the Aba coordinator? What is he? Aba coordinator. That is, no. He's Abia coordinator. We have Abia coordinator. We have Aba coordinator. There are two Ikechukwus in Aba. Find them where they are.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Find them where they are. How can their phones be off by this time? Or they'll be replaced tomorrow. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
My name is James Betu Ikaju, calling from Aba, but I'm in between of Anambra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My director, please, our connectivity has disconnected from Aba here. You can no longer listen to 97.6 anymore.
Is it raining in Aba? Is there rain coming down in Aba as we speak? Is the rain falling there?
I'm calling from Aba now.
I know. I said, is there any rain? Millionaires on Aba? Is there rain falling in Aba?
No rain.
I don't know then.
I don't know what.
I can't understand this. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what is going on. I have no idea what is going on in Aba. Enugu is down. We are looking to fix that one now. Aba is down. Obuginina, what is going on? What is happening? Is Owerri on at all? Sorry? Are you serious? Right now. Okay. All right. We know what the problem is in Aba, and we must try and rectify that as well, as quickly as possible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Okay. Alright.
Not paying attention. When you don't, we disconnect. As simple as that. We must thank you for having joined us today. Aba is off. Enugu should be back on tomorrow. We know, we hope, and pray so. Wherever you are, once again, we thank you for joining us. We thank you also for listening. Bring more people. That is why I said, you want a 12,000 naira, go and install satellite, please. I beg of you. You know, this is radio. It can be easily jammed. It can be interrupted easily. But satellite, nobody can touch it. That is why I keep begging and I keep begging you, go and install free-to-air satellite. Radio Biafra is done satellite already. Let's try and make use of it, please. All this connectivity falling, I'm not happy about it. In fact, I won't sleep tonight. I want to make sure that this problem is arrested, that we don't keep having failures of this magnitude anymore. This is Radio Biafra, and I thank all of you for having this once again. If you never knew before, now you know that Biafra is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God, and he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening. From me, from here, this very minute, it is simply good. Good evening, I say, please.
We shall always reach.